Blog Talk Radio.
I'm trusting God to watch it. Feel like I should keep silent. His goodness manage my deposit. Never was it mythical. They speak so hypocritical. But once they live it real, you see the change in individuals. They mind staying pacified, justified, solidified, and puffed up with wisdom in it. Running out of time, and I watch the world in panoramic. Mental strains, planet panic. Nation haze, falling out of rhythm. Seek forgiveness, Janet. Fire forged by Christ's Lord. Jesus is what Satan ain't. Face the floor and I give him thanks. Seek the throne, know his soul's at stake. Big prone, stay in the world alone. Put the shake on these dark spirits. Lash Satan with the sharp lyrics. Excruciate the pain, grudge with it. Sentence me to they world test. Past them all, became more blessed. Soul assured, seek the word, not live the word. Take it more or less. Sharp sword, competition, unthoroughbred man, and go and get your gun. I'ma stand on the stand, save the sun in his plan, man. The last days are come. Songs. $1 billion industry, but you can count that money gone. Never worship spirits, and I never worship demons neither. Use the natural gift of speech they practice in that Facebook preaching. Chains around the collar, plus diamonds in the sky, but we don't talk to Lucy, know it. Lucifer will die, and they wanna live it now. They get the Nephilim genetic, and the logic is so pathetic. And they say that we just don't get it, and what they gon' give, man? Oh my God, got it. On a real level, man, that's my topic. Whenever I want, turn it up, get it poppin'. Ain't no battle tap, rap, gon' stop it. You can fall back with the minstrel show. No blackface, no Sambo. We don't tap dance and we don't sell souls. Revolution last, they ain't no. But it's all cool, still post in the hood. Tell them that truth, spitfire in the booth. You can ask Swing, go ask Shea Booth. Blood of the Lord right down to the root. Checking my lead, where all those seed. I ain't really, really heard nothing like G. That be the proof of the Christ in me or the Christ in you. Every eye shall see in the shoulders. I'm trying to be in heaven with a diamond size of boulders. It's the gift inside the soldier, not the clip inside the holster, or the venom inside the cobra. It's the ride before it's over. It's the fact they keep telling lies despite the times it's colder. Until they baby dies, then they want to sympathize with these world crimes up on the minds. Armageddon is getting closer. Living blind is by design. Won't dumb it down for you weed smokers, heat holders, trap workers, politicians. We all sinners. Seek Christ, live your life. Eternal life is the call, member. Honey locust, baptized by the fire till the end. Revolution, signing off. Jesus searches the hearts of men.
Yeah. What's crack-a-lickin'?
You're now tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much, much love to all those that's listening. Yes, sir, we are finna here. We out the window. Yes, sir. What up, young G? I see you on the line. Today's topic, God's True Justice League Unleashed. Young G, Mike Tech, what up, homie?
Mike check. What up, King? What up, world? This is your homie, Young Genesis, homie. God's Youth Media Education, so I
see.
Understand me. We hanging out the window, man. I heard that. I thought I heard that, but I ain't hear that. Did I hear that?
Yeah, you hear that. That track player. Yes, sir. We gonna put it on there today. Yes, sir. We got you,
cuz. We'll see Mirror. Yeah, we see Mirror in that thing, man. New single.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. K.O.B.B. Music Group. Present. You did
it. Right. They're right. And that's the track from the new single that my homie got over there, man, called Out the Window. We gonna play it for this broadcast over with. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. We out the window and we hitting them with these missiles. Hitting them with these missiles. I'm trying to move on, Genesis, but I feel the anointing, bro, on the track. You know what I'm talking about? And that's for real. But yeah, man, Before we jump into it, man, like I say, today's topic, God's True Justice League Unleashed. That right? Gonna learn today. And we gonna represent the Christ today as always, you know what I'm talking about? Alright, for sure, man. Before we jump into it, let's open up with prayer, man. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. Thank you for life, Father. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for your power, Father. Thank you for your true justice, Father. Thank you for letting us be a part of your True Justice League. And thank you for unleashing us so that we can kill all this darkness by exposing the light, shining the light on it, which is Jesus the Christ. So, Father, we now decrease so that you may increase in us. Have your way. Lead this broadcast. Let it go the way that you would have it to go. You get the glory from this broadcast. Father, you send the increase, the numbers, or what have you. Don't let no weapon formed against us work, because that's what you said. All right, Father? So let your will continue to be done. Get the glory from this broadcast. Satan, the Lord rebukes you, and I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against all evil, and it's for the righteous ones. So as we continue to hold up the light and be the standard, Father, that you are lifting up against the evil one, continue to let us get our confidence up in you. In Jesus' name I pray, and I thank you, Father. We now decrease so that you may increase. Amen.
Let's
show. Yes, sir. Got that track play. Yes, sir. I know you're ready.
I hear it. I ain't ready, bro. I ain't ready, man. They still on the inside. We hanging out the window, boy. Yeah.
Out the window.
Uh-huh.
Hitting the devil with these missiles.
Yeah, we
right,
coming out
right.
Of trees and everything with this, boy. Yeah,
that's right.
You know what I mean? The kingdom of heaven is already here with you. You dig it?
Amen. Let's show. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Got your homeboy Oasis on the line and your homie Genesis over there. You know what I'm talking about? KOBG, Kings Ordained by God in the building. You know what I'm talking about? Forget what man talking about. We listening and focusing on what God talking about. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Today's topic, yes. God's True Justice League Unleashed. Let me read the topic. Read the description right quick. The description says, with liberty and justice for all. Oh, my goodness. We ain't talking about no flag either. We talking about these words that's in the flag, but they don't uphold them. You know what I'm talking about? They want to take In God We Trust off the money and you know, One Nation Under God out the pledge. But this is the phrase that if you're going to take something out of the pledge, take with liberty and justice for all out of the pledge. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Because you only want one certain group of people to have liberty and justice. And while you're sitting up here trying to treat us unjust. But guess what? My Father, God Almighty, the Almighty, he hates injustice. So y'all finna get it today, man. We standing for justice, man. You know what I'm talking about? So today, as we do daily, we will focus and stand for justice. Yeah, true justice. True justice does not come from man or human-made laws. All right? Let me scratch the record on that in case y'all didn't hear me. They might be listening. They might be dancing to the track and not hearing nothing I say, Young G. But yeah, man. justice, true justice, does not come from man or human laws, but true justice only comes from G-O-D. Yep, having God on deck. That's where you get true justice from. And they try to act like they don't know. They act like they don't know why we are angry.
Mm-hmm.
We are warriors. Guess what else? God does have wrath, and he is going to burn Satan and all wickedness up with his fire. I repeat, God does have wrath, and guess what? He is going to burn Satan, all wickedness, up with his fire. Jesus is the master. Uh-oh, yes, sir. Jesus is the master. Jesus
Who's
is
the
ruler. Man? That's right, Jesus.
Who's the master?
Jesus is Jesus. Yes, sir. One more time. Who's
Bobby
the master?
Trip. Jesus. We out the window, boy. It
yes,
is.
Sir.
We're hip hop music,
right.
Boy. The anointing.
That's right. Jesus is the master. Jesus is the ruler. Jesus is the leader. And Jesus is the Lord of all of God's true justice league. Unleashed. That's right. Jesus rules over the darkness and the light. Uh-oh. Yeah, Jesus rules. He's the Lord over the darkness and the light. That means if you're living in the darkness, if you're following Satan, Satan himself, and you got the answer to Jesus. And if you're over here in the light, following the Christ, you got the answer to Jesus. Yeah, Jesus rules over the darkness and he rules over the light. Guess what else? We got the Holy Scriptures. Go ahead. That right. That right now. That right. We got the Holy Scriptures on deck.
Get that. Yeah, get them scriptures.
Right. Holy Scriptures on deck, and we got unity on deck. You know what I'm talking about? Go ahead.
You
can speak on the man.
What
you can speak on it if you got. I said you can speak on it if you got anything to say, and then I'm gonna go to
Hey, look, man. It's funny that you said unity, man. You know what I'm saying? I spoke with my brother, man. You know I got a brother in prison, man. See, they got a movement going statewide in this prison, man. They told me to blast it out with this KOBG movement because we stand for unity under Christ. Now these brothers, now I talked to a couple of them yesterday, bro, and they got this movement called the U-Man. You understand me? U-Man movement,
okay.
meaning that if you get caught with a shank, hey, they going to move you, man. You understand what I'm saying? If you get caught stealing out of somebody's commissary or somebody's store, then they going to get you, man. You understand? If you get caught, you know, disrespecting anybody or any division, basically, the forces of unity is against that. You know what I mean? Smashing
okay,
evil
right.
Because they understand simply that, hey, they can live inside the camp. It's a civilization if they make it that, you know. So they
right.
told me to blast that. So shout out to everybody that's doing real time, man, in the state penitentiary, man, under the confinement of the correction department, man. You, man, is official, man. KOBG, you understand me? Kings ordained by God is officially united, standing united with the U-Man movement all over the
that's
state
right.
of Georgia. You understand me? We standing against division. We standing against evil. So guess what? KOBG numbers just increased by the multitudes, like the book of Acts said.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And guess what? Thousands are entering to the kingdom. Thousands.
Daily.
You understand what I'm saying? Daily. So
yeah.
You, man, KOBG, it's official. Uh-huh. Evil, we
yeah.
moving you, man. Division, we moving
right.
you, man. Ah, you attacking these youth? Well, we attacking you, man. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, right.
It's
I like
official,
that.
Baby.
I like
it's
that.
Movement.
Because
it's not
like they stand
KOBG
up for
you, man. Yeah, yeah,
it's like
official from the inside to the outside. Yeah, yeah, they still think KOBG is something to play with, huh? It's official, homie, from the inside to the outside. We out here united in the name of love. Ah, who's Christ, man?
Yeah.
Ah, wisdom, teaching about love and unity, boy. Yeah.
The right kings ordained by God. Know what I'm talking about?
That
what up, Wanda?
Mm-hmm.
Evangelist Wanda, what's happening? Check in. Wonder Woman.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
Hallelujah.
What up, Wonder Woman?
What's going
Wonderful.
On today? What's going on today, Kings? What's going on?
Holding it up.
Cool.
God is so awesome.
See how we moving.
God is so
See
awesome.
See what we doing.
Uh-huh. I just want you to know that there is nothing that is too hard for God.
Amen.
And he holds all power. He is the ruler. He is justice. If you have nothing, but God, you have total victory over evil, over orders of man, over anything that Satan has planned. God has all power over the evil of his plans. If you just believe in him, he has all the power. So I just praise God this morning from whom all blessings flow. And I know that this broadcast is going to be off the chain today because I already got a fire on the inside because I've been blessed all this week. I've been blessed all last week.
Hallelujah.
I've been blessed all week before. But I'm going to tell you, it was nothing but God. And
Amen. Just let
that be known that if you believe, if you have faith and you have all faith in the Master, God, Jesus Christ, you have victory. And a lot of times people don't understand because they look for man. Man can't help you. Only Jesus can.
Amen.
Only Jesus can, and that's the truth. And the truth is, we don't have to, you know, stand down to the government and nobody else. We have to stand down and humble ourselves before God and lay your problems on the altar, put it in the Bible, give it to God, and he will fix it. He will handle it.
Hallelujah.
And that's my testimony. That's my thing for today. Hallelujah.
All right. Sound like some trust. Sound like trust God. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir.
That's right.
Trust
God. That's right.
For sure. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic, God's True Justice League Unleashed. And we about to unleash this new single by the homie Genesis. God, Youth Need Education, So I Speak.
Yeah.
It's called
What You Say, Johnny?
Yes. Out the Window.
God bless
yes,
Genesis. Yes. Hallelujah.
So we out the window, Johnny.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back.
Mic check.
Yeah. Mic check, 1, 2.
Fill me with your spirit, Father.
What you about to do?
Decrease me, Lord, so that you can be
well,
me.
Hanging out
here
with
you.
Yeah.
I know your people
mind.
Suffer, Lord.
Hey, this is the
I know they
kind of
struggle. Father, bring your kingdom.
Yeah. Why?
Resurrect
why?
Life.
Yeah.
And these young
they
folks.
They been away too long, man.
I die for you, Lord.
Yeah. Why I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. And I'm hitting them with these whistles. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. And I'm hitting them with these whistles.
Crucify them liars, boy. Crucify death, resurrection of the life, boy. Yeah, represent the Christ, boy. The one with wisdom to give life, boy. I know they confused now. We in the game certified to win.
We don't lose now.
They been breaking all the rules now. God told me to check all these fools now. Told me to get in the game and make them move now. So move now. Fireman, and I'm breathing fireman. Open up my mouth and I'm crucifying.
Well, I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window and I'm hitting them with these missiles. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window and I'm hitting them with these missiles. I'm out the window. I'm out the window. I'm out the window and I'm hitting them with these missiles.
Boy, that kingdom music, boy, that kingdom moving, boy, I'm in the game to move you, boy. Open my mouth and pop, pop, I start shooting, boy.
The fire of God, and I told you I'm gonna move you, boy. I'ma hit them on every level, cause I'm sick of them. I'm feeding all this poison to these kids and them. God resurrected me up by the grave, and he filled me with his rage, and he let me out the cage. Ah, he told me get them, so I'm getting them.
him. No matter how I feel about him, he told me to get him. And if he got you in my dish, and then I gotta hit him. He quit with these missiles and he told me to sick him.
Boy, I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window and I'm hitting him with these missiles. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window and I'm hitting him with these missiles. I'm out the window, hey, I'm hanging I'm out the window, and I'm hitting with these missiles.
Who that is? Hanging out that window there.
That's what time it is, man. You already know, man. Official, man. We out the window, man. And then, look, the funny part about that is that wasn't even supposed to be no song, man. Shout out DJ Krispy Kreme, man, who produced that track. Man, and the funny part about that, man, is we was in the studio, King, and you know what it was. We was just playing. You know, I be freestyling, man. I just open my mouth and ask God to feel it nowadays. And, bro, I'm playing hanging out the window because we hadn't put the glass in the booth. And then the producer was recording, and I didn't know that was gonna be the song. So you know, right. I like it, man. I hope y'all like it, man. You know what I mean?
It definitely
got
the
joint on it, cause I appreciate that, King. Well, hold it up, man. You know, play it again then if you love it.
Oh, we will. Yes, sir. Hold on, we got another phone call. Hold on. 770-256. Unmute your phone. You on live when hip hop meets the Christ. What's cracking?
Hello, how we doing there today?
Doing good, man. What's cracking with you?
What's up, man? This is DJ, number one producer in the world right now, DJ Krispy Kreme, who has produced Out the Window.
Well, King, man. That's the sound, man. You know what I'm saying? There he is. What's up, partner?
What's going on,
it's
man?
The Kingdom, man. We're Hip Hop Meet the Christ official, man. That DJ Krispy Kreme, man, I told y'all, that's the producer, man, behind that, what you just heard in your ear hole, man. You understand me?
Nah, I'm not the one behind that, man. That is all, actually, it's all Christ, man, because it came out the way it was going to come out, so.
You better say that. See what I'm talking about? It's the Kingdom, man. Yeah, reinforcement in case you need some. He said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, his word going to be established. Okay, you got King O over here. You got King Genesis.
Krispy Kreme, what's up, bro?
And you got Carlos
what's up,
over here,
what's
too.
Good?
Yeah.
What up,
man? It's official, man. He say, what up, Lo? Yeah, that's the one who built the booth while we was hanging out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Kingdom movement.
I was just calling to say, man, y'all doing a great job with the show. I love it. Keep up the good work. I'm cooking breakfast, so you already know I'm finna eat and finish listening to this show while I'm in the window. You feel me?
I can't get nothing to eat, bro. Hey, I bet you won't throw me a plate out the window.
Email me a plate, bro. Email me a plate.
No, I want a plate, too.
I bet.
Everybody want a plate.
Everybody hungry.
DJ Krispy Kreme don't share no food now. He don't share no food,
He ain't gonna share no food. He gonna share them beats, though. You know what I'm talking about?
That was up, though. That what it is, man.
Appreciate
for sure,
you calling
man.
In, DJ Kreme.
Easy, yeah.
Hold
that
it up,
what
King.
It is. For sure, man. All right, that what it is, man. Let's get into this topic, man. Out the window. Out the window. God's true justice needs be leaning out the window. And we be hitting
and my kids
Satan
be banging the dike like Jayla, bro.
That right. Hitting Satan and the demons with all these missiles. God's missiles. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
That's
God's
right.
Justice League. God's Justice League unleashed. Y'all ready to get into this thing, man? Let's get into it,
man. Let's do it, man. Without further ado, man, let's hear what he got to say. The man himself, original big homie, OG.
I feel
OG,
that,
man. God on deck, man. Get your back, you nigga.
Yeah. G-O-D, G-O-D, God on deck, what you know about me? J-C,
you know about that?
Pay my debt. Yes, sir. J-C, pay my debt. Pay my debt with a really high fee. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir.
Yes.
All right, before we jump into it, let me read the description again for those that may have just tuned in. With liberty and justice for all. Nah, we ain't saying no pledge, no flag. You know what I'm talking about? With liberty and justice for all. Liberty is salvation. That's what the Bible calls it. All right? Justice is just that. justice, doing right. You know what I mean? Doing right regardless. All right? So today we're going to focus on and stand for justice, true justice, like we always do daily. True justice does not come from these man-made laws, this government, none of that. You know what I'm talking about? The God of this world system is Satan. You know what I'm talking about? So if you are listening to this government over the Bible, it's a problem. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. But true justice only comes from G-O-D, having God on deck. You know? That's what I'm talking about. And they try to act like they don't know why we angry. But we some warriors. You know, warriors specialize in that warfare. Specialize, not get defeated by. But warriors specialize in warfare. That's why we be precise when we strike to kill Babylon the whore. And, yeah, we're going to chop Satan's head off, too. He don't want none because we rep with the one who on the cross said it was done. Mm-hmm. God does have wrath, and he is going to burn Satan up. You know what I'm talking about? He's going to burn Satan up. He's going to burn all this wickedness up with his fire. Yeah. Jesus is the master. Jesus is the ruler. Jesus is the leader. Jesus is the Lord of all of God's true justice league unleashed. That's right. Jesus rules over the darkness and the light, in case you didn't know. You know what I'm talking about? In case you forgot. Jesus is Lord over everything. You know what I'm talking about? You can't even get saved in God's name. You know what I'm talking about? That's how God made it. He made it the way you got to get saved in Jesus' name. You know what I'm talking about? You can say God all day long. That's what they're saying on TV. You know what I'm talking about? All day long they're saying God, but then you can't say Jesus. Don't you say Jesus on TV. But we're going to say Jesus all willy-nilly over here. You know what I'm saying? We're going to represent him, man. So, yeah, let's get into this, man. First scripture we're going to look at today, man.
This is the kingdom, homie, and we change the tradition. Yeah.
Right? That right? Uplifting Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? It ain't about us. We're exalting Jesus. Let's go to Psalms, the 89th chapter. Jump it off with this. Psalms chapter number 89. And then, Genesis, we're going to go to you, man, with that incredible Hulk. Yes, sir. Yahweh. Yes, sir. But Psalms 89. Let's see. Psalms chapter number 89. Let's start with verse number 14. It says, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. See how much God stands for justice? Don't get mad at God because this world is treating you unjust. You better come over here to God so you can understand. Then you'll be able to overstand this crooked system. Yeah, the highway up to heaven got a crook on the toe according to this world. You know what I'm talking about? But we go through Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? The one that's coming back like a thief. He's not a thief, but he's coming back like a thief in the night. Will you be ready? Psalms 89, verse 14, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face. And then it says, blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. In your name, Jesus, they rejoice all day long. And in your righteousness, they are exalted, for you are the glory of their strength, and in your favor, our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord, and our king to the Holy One of Israel. That's right, we regular old people, but guess what? We got an extraordinary God walking with us. Yeah, right? We don't just know him as God. Everybody know him as God. Even the demons know him as God and tremble. But we get to know him as Father, and not only know him as God, Father, you get to know him as Abba, Father. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about, man. Yes, sir. God's Justice League unleashed. And we just see how God's throne is established in two things. Righteousness and justice is the other one. Mm-hmm. Not your own righteousness, but God making you right with him through Jesus Christ. You accepting, that's how it works. That's what makes you righteous. All right, one more. Let me see. Matthew, I'm just laying the foundation. Then we're going to get to you, young G. Laying the foundation right quick. Matthew, the 13th chapter. Shouts out much love to all those that's listening, that's tuned in, that will tune in. You know what I mean? For the first time, for whatever time. Appreciate you tuning in, man. Much love to you. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. So I say he'll bless those that bless you. He'll curse those that curse you. I take that personal. And y'all are being a blessing by tuning in. Appreciate it. You know what I'm talking about? God sees you. All right, Matthew, the 13th chapter. Let's start at verse 24. Matthew 13, starting at verse 24. And again, we always encourage everybody to get into the whole Word of God for yourself. You know what I'm talking about? Don't be just taking the bits and pieces of it. You know what I mean? But even though some people done made a good life by just living off of one scripture, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and they gone. But what? How much more powerful, how much more prosperous and better your life would be if you took the whole Word of God? You know what I'm talking about? The whole Word, all right? So Matthew, the 13th chapter, 24, it says, another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. Now, we represent the good seed, the ones that's on God's justice league, that's part of God's justice league. We represent the good seed. Not that we are good, but he is good in us, and we have accepted him. All right? Verse 25 says, but while men slept, all sleep and stuff, can't even watch with Jesus, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Go back to the Garden of Eden with this one. Verse 26 says, but when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. So the tares appeared with the good. The master, he sowed good seed, and then the enemy came and sowed tares. You got two people, two kinds of people in this world. You got good, you got evil. That's it. If you want to be in the middle, well, I don't want to choose good or evil. Guess what? You're evil. Because God said, I made you upright. I at least, I respect you if you choose one. But since you want to be in the middle, pwah, I spit you out my mouth, shawty. Yeah. Uh-huh. Verse 27, Matthew 13 says, so the servants of the owner came and said to him, the owner, now God still owns the earth. I don't care how man think they're owning or trying to run it. God is still the owner of the earth. Remember that. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares? Verse 28 says, he said to them, an enemy has done this. We ain't got but one enemy. Everybody. You can stop fighting your brother, sister, mama, daddy, uncle, cousin, whoever. Somebody you don't know, stranger, black folk, white folk, you can stop fighting. You know what I'm talking about? You got one enemy, and it's the same enemy that God has. The same enemy of the whole entire human race. I mean, he's so evil, he don't even care about the people who he's using. You know what I'm talking about? We got one enemy. We don't wrestle against people, but we wrestle and fight against this wickedness and these demons and the devil. You know what I'm talking about? And that's for real, man. So he said to them, verse 28, Matthew 13, an enemy has done this. The servant said to him, do you want us then to go and gather them up? Verse 29 says, but he said, no. Least while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. See, they all tangled up together. See what I'm saying? And then you can look at it as even closer. Look at it as your own sinful nature versus your own spiritual nature. Because at first you didn't know good and evil. You knew good. But then you ate from the tree of knowledge and got good and evil. You know what I'm saying? So the devil, the evil side got tangled up with your spiritual side. Mm-hmm. But he said, no, at least while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God knows what he's doing. See, he's the owner. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather the tares and bind them in bundles. See, y'all want to gather us, lock us up, bind us up, chain us up. But guess what? God going to send them reapers, and he going to tell them first gather up the tares, which was sown by the enemy. Bind them up in bundles to burn them.
Mm-hmm.
But gather the wheat into my barn. To my barn. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, I told you, that Holy Ghost fire going to burn up Satan. You know what I'm talking about? Bind them in bundles to burn them. Judgment and the rapture. So the righteous going to escape with the rapture, and then judgment going to be pronounced on all the wicked. You know what I'm talking about? That's how it go, man. So we are the good seed. planted here by the owner. Yeah, planted here by the owner of the earth. We still pray that, you know, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We still pray that. And we take it serious. We don't just say that. You know what I'm talking about? Talking about God's true justice league. All right? All the tares, though, and the goats, all the tares and goats shall be burned by God's holy fire. Repent now, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent now, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. All right, got two more scriptures. Deuteronomy 32. Moving right along, just laying the foundation for this broadcast right now. Yeah, and the foundation is Christ. That's why we're giving these scriptures. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by this word. Deuteronomy chapter number 32, verses 2 through 5. Deuteronomy chapter number 32, starting at verse 2, it says, "Let my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, as raindrops on the tender herb, and as showers on the grass. For I proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are justice." Uh-oh.
Wait a minute, bro. All his ways are justice?
Hey, hey,
even
that's what
folks
it says.
Don't understand it? Even the folks don't agree with it? Oh, man, it ain't even my time to speak, man. Let me be quiet, man. Hold up.
I know it'd be like fire shut up in your bones. Yeah. But, yeah, man, all his ways are justice. That's what I'm talking about. Read that again. I like that. Yeah. He is the rock. His work is perfect.
Yeah.
He is the rock. Not it's the rock with your big lip boy looking through and holding up it. Nah, we ain't studying that, man. We talking about the rock, man, that'll crush that. You know what I'm talking about? The rock that's going to crush all kingdoms. You know what I'm talking about? He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are justice. A God of truth. And without injustice, all his ways are justice. He is a God of truth. And without injustice, righteousness and upright is he.
Woo!
God is great. Our Father is the greatest. You know what I'm talking about? They have corrupted themselves. They are not his children. The ones that corrupt, you corrupt yourself. Make a deal with the devil. You know it's a crappy deal. But at least it came with a few toys, like a Happy Meal. You have corrupted yourself. You are not God's children. Because of their blemish, a perverse and crooked generation. Don't want to listen to God. Don't want to submit to God. You're going to listen to the devil, though. Man, when I was growing up, my daddy always say, if you don't listen to me, you're going to listen to somebody. If you don't listen to the one that care for you, you're going to listen to the one that's going to force you. They don't care about you. You know what I'm talking about? That's true, man. Real stuff, man. One more chapter. One more verse. I mean, Isaiah 61. Isaiah chapter number 61. Verse 8. It says, "For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery for burnt offering. I will direct their work in truth and will make them an everlasting covenant." So the Lord, he loves justice. Yeah, he hates robbery. Yeah, taking something that ain't yours. You know what I'm talking about? He hates that. You know what I mean? God hates injustice. Yeah, he hates injustice. Injustice is doing what is completely right. Yeah, I got to scratch the record. Yes, sir. DJ Scritchy Scratch. I repeat, justice is doing what is completely right, giving or receiving a right reward for good. Doing what is completely right, or giving or receiving a reward, a right reward for good, or punishment for evil. Now, they flip this thing. They punishing for good,
and they are warding the evil. So do you think, you still think that the law of the land is his government? Man, please. You know what I'm talking about? So y'all got to tell me. You tell me. You decide. Tell me that if I should listen to you or if I should listen to God. You decide that for yourself. But I know who I'm going to listen to. Because as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? For real, man. So, yeah, man. So, yeah. This is just laying on the foundation, man. We see how God loves justice and how God hates injustice, man. He hates injustice. That's why you heard out the window. Yeah, it sounds like God hating some injustice right there. And it sounds like that fire, you know what I'm talking about, that's going to burn up the wickedness. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man, we're about to go to you, young G. As long as God give it to me, I don't know if you're coming from Judges 15, but, you know, we doing the Justice League, God's Justice League, but we going to put it in parable somewhat, like Jesus did.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
The real Incredible
yeah.
Hulk. You know what I'm talking about? That was Genesis representing the real Incredible Hulk, which is Samson from the Bible. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Before Incredible Hulk, before that green guy, it was that black guy with them locks. Uh-oh. Yeah, that Hebrew guy with them locks. God's spirit came upon him mightily. I'm putting it plain, Genesis. God's spirit come upon you mightily.
Yeah, yeah, Father, fill me with your spirit, just like the song said, God. Yeah, yeah, check this out, man. Like you said, man, this is God's Justice League, man. And, you know, DJ Chris King kind of checked me last night, too, man. He broke down the difference between Marvel and DC Comics, man. And, you know, this is God's comic, you understand what I'm saying? And what we got to do is... we got to look and see who God's people were and what God said. Dude, hold on. I got distracted right quick. Give me a break. Give me a pause.
You all good. You all good.
Yeah, I'm going to try to tell you. Hang on 1 second.
Yes, sir.
Well, I know now.
With liberty and justice for all. How about with salvation? See, they didn't want to put that in the pledge. With salvation and justice for all. You know what I'm talking about? With deliverance and justice for all. With overcoming power and justice for all. But God is putting our hand on our heart, the realest part now. Pledge allegiance to a freaking flag. And you wonder why we mad, man. You know what I'm talking about? You doing that to mock my father. See, he forgave me because I didn't know. You know what I'm talking about? But I'd be darned if I pledge allegiance to your flag again. I don't care about that American flag, shawty. I don't care if it falls to the ground, burn, I'll knock all of them down and burn them up. Because y'all the ones that left the foundation, which is Jesus. Y'all left y'all foundation. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man, we up in here, man. This is when hip-hop meets Christ. Shouts out much love to all those that's listening. You know what I'm talking about? About to get into another song, I guess. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. We're going to get into another song, man. We're going to come back with Young G. Or you get ready, Wonder Woman. Yes, sir. Yeah, this ain't no comic. Be real. We just making it plain so y'all can understand this thing. For sure, man. So this is when hip-hop meets Christ. We'll be right back after these messages.
Yo. Preacher boy.
Preacher.
Mr. Ricky Monroe.
What up, Rick?
Here let y'all know there ain't nobody scared of the devil.
Yo.
Listen, 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says that God has not given us a spirit of fear.
Okay.
But of power. Love and a sound mind.
Right.
So with that, we declare this. Hey,
ain't nobody scared of the devil. God died and rose 3 days later, so ain't nobody scared of the devil.
The devil fly hard on me, and he praying that I slip, but I won't slip, and I won't fall, but I can't fall, with a God like mine, I can't fall, big K's like a pit bull, let me out him, ain't nobody scared of the devil, and I walk through the valley with my chest out wide, cause I fear no man, and I pray only to God, cause it was just a few months ago, when a brother didn't have a soul, should've been scared, I was looking at the face of the devil, but I was ready for war, been ready, could've been in the grave, could've been behind bars. Or a statistic, but I am not a statistic or a misfit, trying to fit in with society. Cause society is biased. Comes to the man that supplies it, comes to the man that supplies it, comes to the man. Thanks to the Lord and the Lord only. Cause he was there when my money got a little funny. And friends are the enemies, and they still wanna be a friend of me. Gold watch, I'm blinging. Material things, don't need them. I'm in the back of the trap. Preaching those who don't go to church, but still, yeah. Trying to save as many souls as possible. Scared of the devil? Nah. Forget that, I ain't never scared. Since day one, I ain't been never scared.
Ain't nobody scared of the devil.
Ain't nobody scared of the devil. My praise is a weapon, yeah, I'm ready for whatever. Times I've been down, couldn't see no lesser. God put me up, cause he knew me better. Been a lot of storms, I was stuck in the weather. Steady trying to walk, can't shake this pressure. Chains of a pressure on my neck like a sweater. I work for his name, and receive my breath. And I rep that cross, that G, that O, that D. Why the world can't get like me? I do it for his name, not my name in the streets. It's all about Jesus, son of a king. Call him my El Shaddai, such a friend of mine. Praise brought me through the speaker's crunch time. It's been a long time coming, but I made it out. By straight friends and mercy, I rap about. My father, the author, creator of all. I'm desperately seeking his face, walking by faith. So if I shift all there is grace, I know he will cleanse every stain, break every chain, remove the hurt and the pain. Offer the love of his praise, rose from the dead with the keys to the grave. Lifting our hands and together we pray. Like in Jesus Christ, we got victory. No enemy can't stop it. Though a lot of trials seem to keep coming, gotta endure the race and I'm running. Not to the swift, nor to the strongest, but to the one that stand on his promise. He loved me first, gotta pay homage. In his will, still I'm astonished.
Crucifixion, resurrection, conquer death and such a blessing. Wash away my sins, he is so glorious. Walk by faith and truly trust. When he leaves victorious, all things new through him for us. Even when I fell for the trick of the enemy, God spared me, conquer death and for myself. Lifted me up when my head fell. Blocked me from death, would've went to hell. Comforted me when it seemed too hard for me to deal. God is the true definition of real.
This is your track today.
Ain't nobody scared of the devil. Ain't nobody scared of the devil. God died and rose 3 days later, so ain't nobody scared of the devil. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We up in here, man. What's cracking?
Mike check.
When hip hop meets Christ, yes sir. Push play on Young G. Long as God give it the heat. Go ahead, Genesis.
Hey man, and you do gotta know, man. DJ Chris Green throw one of them plates out the window, man. I'm on these sides of the grid and things right now. You dig what I'm saying? I'm talking about
they
really
email me nothing.
He said, you have not because you add not, man. You got to check your email, boy. Cause, hey, I'm on this sauce right now, man. You understand me?
Hey, I wish you could. Check this out. You an email. Go ahead, Oka. Go ahead.
But check this out. Like you said, man, everything God does is just. Every
right.
work of God is justice. And you was talking about the comic character, the Incredible Hulk,
mm-hmm.
you know, who's pretty cool, pretty smart. But you wouldn't like me when I'm angry. You understand?
Yeah.
See, I go through that same thing, man. I'm pretty cool, man. Hey, it took me a long time to realize, man, I'm pretty doggone smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But you wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Right.
You understand? And God is angry. He's angry. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, son? what? You want some sausage? That Junior, he said he wants some sausage. He wants some sausage. Excuse me. I feed the child. You understand me?
So great.
I did not eat in front of him. He like, what up, Pop? What you going to do with that? Let me get some of that.
All right.
Check it out, though. See, that was a man in the Bible. Let's talk about an act that people probably wouldn't understand. Oh, so y'all thought that Mary was the only one that an angel of the Lord appeared to and said, hey, you don't have birth. Oh, you thought it was only Abraham and Sarah. Nah. But see, it was somebody else. You understand? See, it was a man. You understand what I'm saying? Named Manoah, I think his name. I think that's how you pronounce it. M-A-N-O-A-H. Manoah. You know what I mean? See, the angel of the Lord appeared to his wife, dog, and told her that, hey, you know, you ain't been able to have no kids, shouted, but you're going to get pregnant.
Yes,
you ain't been able to have no kids. And this round, you can find this in Judges chapter 13. He said, man, you ain't been able to have no children. But check this out. I'm paraphrasing it, of course, speaking it in today's language, because I am God's youth education, so I speak. So I'm more so speaking to the youth in the language that they probably would understand. So forgive me if you feel like this ain't how it's read in your text. But like I said, it's the kingdom. We change the tradition. You understand?
Right. They're right.
So this angel of the Lord appeared to Manoah's wife and said, hey, man, you ain't had no children yet. So check this out. Yes, sir. You want smoke? All right, cool. We'll do that. Yeah, we're going to multitask, though. You're going to do this, I'm going to do that, right? Here we go. Check it out. He said, but you got to follow my instructions. He said, be careful now. Don't drink wine or beer or anything that is unclean, because you might become pregnant and have a son. You can find that in this chapter 13 of Judges. That's verse 4 right there. I started reading at verse 2. Now we're at verse 5. He said, don't eat nothing unclean because you will become pregnant and have a son. You must never cut his hair.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Talking about them locks.
Down. Mm-hmm.
Come on. Go play. You must never cut his hair. Why? Because he will be a Nazarite given to God from birth.
Ooh,
he will begin to save Israel. He will begin to save Israel from the power of the Philistines. Yeah, we still reading now. It's still chapter 13 of Judges. This is verse 5. Check this out.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to skip now. We're going to skip all the way to chapter 14.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, we're going to skip all the way to verse 24 of that chapter 13, Judges. Judges 13, 24.
Right.
So after the angel of the Lord appeared back, of course, you know, I'm paraphrasing, Manoah's wife went and told him, you know what I mean? So they prayed that God come back and speak to them again, so the angel of the Lord appeared back to them. They thought that they was going to end up dying because they had seen the appearance of the Lord. And then, you know what I mean? But the wife told Manoah, no, we ain't going to die, man, because if we were going to die, then God would have killed us already, and then he wouldn't have gave us his word, and he wouldn't have told us I was going to give birth. So you tripping. Get your head right. You know what I mean?
Right.
You check them. Like, hey, man, get your head right, man. We ain't dying. Ain't nobody dying. It's the life, man. It's the kingdom. It's the life.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened is, after they gave God burnt offering, the woman gave birth in verse 24 to a boy and named him Samson. See, he grew, and the Lord blessed him. Verse 25 says, the Spirit of the Lord began to work in Samson while he was in the city of Mahana Dan, between the cities of Zorah and Eshtol. Shout out DJ Krispy Kreme, man. This food kind of good, too, man.
Yes, sir. Getting both of them,
good,
physically
man,
and spiritually.
Yeah. Real multitasking, partner. And look, remember, everything God does is just, right?
Right.
So man might not understand everything that God do.
Mm-hmm.
Because see, the whole purpose of Samson, first of all, Samson had an anger problem, y'all. Samson was on that eye for an eye, two for a two, tip for tat, like, boy, you hit me, I'm hitting your back.
Right, hard.
Samson was on that, boy. Real rider. Real hard body. But God made him like that.
Mm-hmm.
God made him what other people would consider crazy. Or God gave him what other people might consider uncontrollable anger.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because God had set him aside. from before his birth, God had already ordained him to be basically king. Basically king over Israel, to save Israel, or to rule over Israel, or to execute justice or God's judgment over Israel. So when Samson got angry, that's when the beast came out. That's when he didn't speak like a normal person. That's when he might have growled like,
yeah.
That's when that animal that God put in him came out. And God said, hey, they need to die, because I'm sick of them killing innocent people.
Right.
So he'll send Samson out on a mission. He'll send Samson out on a mission. In verse 14 of Judges, it'll let you know, during Samson's first marriage, that Samson wasn't no dummy. He was smart. Let me tell you about Samson's wit. Tell you about Samson's wit right quick. In chapter 14 of Judges, after Samson pretty much convinced his parents to let him marry the Philistine woman, see, they didn't know that that was God's will. See, you guys, sometimes we try to get into God's business, and we try to do what we want to do because we want to do it. And then we don't understand. See, they didn't understand why Samson had to go get with that Philistine woman. He didn't know that God had put him, that desire in him, only so that God could rise up and stir up that anger, that anger that he put in Samson, so that God can judge the Philistine people. So he had to let them in the door, because he had to have a gateway to release that anger. See, God told you he was going to bring his wrath and his fury out on mankind. This is a clear demonstration. Ain't nothing new under the sun. Everything that has been done is going to be done again. Yeah. You asked for the fire, man.
Yeah.
You said burn these liars, man. Burn them because they lie.
Yeah.
All right, check this out. So Samson now, he was smart. He told them a riddle. Because you know what had Samson had done happened to Samson, right? Check this out. Chapter 14, verse 1, real quick. Samson went down to the city of Timnah, where he saw a Philistine woman. When he returned home, he said to his father and mother, I saw a Philistine woman in Timnah, and I want to get her for me so I can marry her. His father and mother answered, surely there was a woman from Israel you can marry. Do you have to marry a woman from the Philistines who are not circumcised? But Samson said, get that woman for me. She the one I want.
She the one I want. Make it plain.
Verse 4 says, Samson's parent did not know that the Lord wanted this to happen, because he was looking for a way to challenge the Philistines, who were ruling over Israel at the time. Wait a minute, boy.
Hallelujah.
They said, Samson, don't go over there playing in that water, man. It's dirty. It's dirty. But see, they didn't even know that God wanted to stir up a fight right quick. God wanted to show them the lion right quick one time. So he said, yeah, boy, go on over there and get you a little bit of that right there, right quick, right there. Samson said, can I get a little bit right quick, right there? God said, get a little bit right quick, right there. You understand me?
And
what had happened in verse 5, Samson went down with his father and mother to Timnah as far as the vineyard near there. Suddenly a young lion came, man. Came running towards Samson, man, ran up on the homie. Yeah, hang on, Junior. A lion came running up on him, boy. The Spirit of the Lord, in verse 6, says the Spirit of the Lord entered Samson with great power. Remember that I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me? That same Spirit, boy, entered Samson. When that young lion, it wasn't no old lion. This young lion had some kind of strength, boy. Called the old, the young, because they strong, the old, because they know the way. So this wasn't just no ordinary lion, boy. This was a young lion. He didn't say no cub. He said young lion.
Right.
You understand? Young lion, boy, yeah. Real strength. Ran up on the man. Ran up on the guard, man. Ran up on Samson. Thought Samson was weak, huh? Thought Samson was weak because he was handsome or because he was meek, you know what I mean? He was cool, you know what I mean? He had done got a little bit right quick right there, you know? Ran up on Samson because he thought he was weak.
Right.
But then he said, the Spirit of the Lord entered Samson with great power, and he tore the lion apart with his bare hands. You don't got to take my word for it. Judges chapter 14, verse 6. The Spirit of the Lord entered Samson with great power. And he tore the lion apart with his bare hands.
Wow.
For him, it was as easy as tearing apart a young goat. But Samson did not tell his father or mother what they had done. He didn't even tell nobody. They ripped the lion apart with his bare hands. As easy as he would have ripped the goat apart.
Right.
Then he went down to the city and talked to the Philistine woman, and he liked her. See, I told you he was going to get a little bit right quick right there. Verse 8 says, several days later, Samson went back to marry her. You understand?
Right. Uh-huh.
On his way, he went back over to look at the body of the dead lion, and he found a swarm of bees, and it had honey in it. Samson got some of the honey with his hands and walked along eating it. Boy, he ate honey out of the body of the beast. So the beast that was supposed to eat him fed him.
Uh-oh. I like that. Yes, sir.
They don't understand that. The beast that was supposed to eat Samson fed Samson. Oh, it didn't feed him that bitter. It fed him sweet honey.
Hallelujah.
I say you a beast, huh? Say you a warrior, huh? Hey, these boys out here saying they beast, King. They out here disrespecting the name of my father. They out here disrespecting my brother Jesus, right? They disrespecting the anointed one, the Christ one, the one that came to give him wisdom, huh? Oh, they scared to stand up for him in the church. They say, you scared, go to church. But it's the kingdom. He's hands on over here. They ignited that flame, and we off the chain once again. So we just told
you,
boy, hey, we ripping lions apart. Bad hand, boy. And we eating that sweet honey up out the body of the beast, boy. Yeah, check this out, man. Now let me show you Samson's brain. See, go on down to verse 12. Samson said to them, man, all them that came, them Philistines, man, you know what I mean? They all came, man, about 30 friends came to the little feast, man, with the wedding feast. And they said, man, hey, Samson said, check this out, homie. Let me tell you a riddle right quick right there. Trying to find the answer during 7 days of the feast. He said, if you can answer this riddle, basically, within the 7 days of this feast, verse 12, if you can, I will give you 30 linen shirts and 30 changes of clothes. But if you can't, you must give me 30 linen shirts and 30 changes of clothes. So they said, tell us your riddle. They say, yeah. They say, all right. In other words, I guess they like to gamble then. They say, well, man, yeah, I got about 30 shepherds. I can go and get rich right quick right there. So they said, tell us your riddle then so we can hear it. Verse 14, Samson said then, okay. Out of the eater comes something to eat. Out of the strong comes something sweet. I'll read it again. Verse 14. Samson said, out of the eater comes something to eat. Out of the strong comes something sweet. See what you thought. Jesus was the only one who spoke in parables, huh? Oh, you thought the riddler on Batman was the only one who had riddles, huh? But then it says in verse 14, after three days, they had not found the answer. So on the fourth day, verse 15, Samson's wife, did you invite us here? They went to the man's wife. Here we go.
Here they go.
Now, I know a little bit about that right quick. Now, I know how Adam felt now. Now, I know how Samson felt now. Because, see, I had to go over there and deal with one of them kind right there, right quick, right there, so that God can unleash this beast right quick, right there. Because he knew what it take to turn that right switch to let me know he had to equip me with the right hit. What? All right, check this out. They'll catch that sometime that week, right? But I relate to Samson right here. Because they went to his wife and manipulated the mind of the wife of Samson. Just as the enemy did to the wife of Adam. Now here we go seeing it again. Just as the enemy did to the wife of Genesis. Here we go again right quick right here. Now, here go another one of my brothers suffering. Because they went to his wife talking about, did you invite us here to make us poor? Trick your husband into telling us the answer to the riddle. If you don't, check this out. This is what they did to her. If you don't, we'll burn you and everyone in your father's house.
Good God, man.
Damn.
Evil.
They done put her in a bad spot, huh? And God is mad right quick. He mad right quick. Because see, get what now? Get what she did. Huh? Samson went to his wife. Samson, she went to her husband then. Hey, man, these niggas, hey, boy. Hey, listen here. Hey. Hey,
make
man.
It plain.
She crying. Hey, man. Hey, you hate me, man. You must got it in for me, but hey, these niggas just ran up on me. Look, Samson, do you really love me?
Right.
Now she finna get in his head.
If you love me, you
my people a riddle, man. He said, you told my people a riddle, but you won't tell me the answer. Samson said, hey, man, I ain't even told my father or mother. Why should I tell you? Samson's wife cried for the rest of 7 days of the feast. 17. Got on his nerves. Boy, nagged her. You know that Bible say, boy, it's better to live for the corner of the rooftop, man, than in the house with a nagging wife, boy. Samson's wife nagged that man in verse 17, man. Keep it real and plain so you understand. Verse 17, man, he finally gave in to her. Gave her the answer on the 7th day, the last day. Because she kept bothering him.
Right.
King, then she told her people the answer to the riddle. So before the sun set on the 7th day in verse 18, the Philistine men said they had the answer. They came to Samson and said, hey, man, what is sweeter than honey? What is stronger than a lion? Then Samson said to them, if you had not plowed with my young cow, you would not have solved my riddle.
Wow.
Uh-oh. He said, if you had not plowed with my heifer, that's what it is. I'm going to make it plain.
Right.
Said, if you ain't
my Bible
with my heifer, what you say, King?
I said, that was my Bible
say, right?
If you had not plowed with my heifer. Yeah.
If you had not plowed with my heifer, if you had not been messing with her, you would not have solved my riddle. But then verse 19 says something strange happened. Once again, when that lion ran up on him, that beast was unleashed. Now you done messed with his helper. Oh, man. This is the reason why God allowed him to marry her. This is what God had been waiting on. Dun, 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 dun. Y'all hear them trumpets blowing?
Yeah,
come. Y'all hear them trumpets blowing? Yeah. See, something happened in verse 19. It said, but the Spirit of the Lord entered Samson and gave him great power. And it says, Samson went down to the city of Ashkelon and killed 30 of its men and took all that they had and gave the clothes to the men who had answered his riddle. So it didn't cost Samson nothing. God provided for Samson. He filled that flame and he said, burn him, man. Then he went to his father's house very angry. In verse 20 says, and Samson's wife was given to his best man, his best friend.
Good God Almighty.
So he lost his wife, boy.
Dang.
He lost his wife, boy. But I'm going to paraphrase and I'm going to tell you what happened right quick in verse 15, in chapter 15. Samson got so mad. He said, at the time of the wheat harvest, Samson went to visit his wife, taking the young goat with him. He said, I'm going to my wife's room, but her father would not let him go in. He said, Samson, I thought you really hated your wife, so I gave her to your best friend. Her younger sister is more beautiful than she is, so take her instead. But Samson said to him, this time, no one will blame me for hurting you, Philistine.
Uh-oh.
He said, you done took
my
wife from me. He said, you done played with her head. You done turned my wife against me, and you took her from me. He said, okay then, I tell you what. He said, from this day forward, no one will blame me for hurting you, Philistine. Let me tell you something, boy. See, the word of God says no forgiveness for blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. So guess what, boy? You niggas asked for this.
Get him, King.
Yeah. So just like Samson said, boy, from this day, no one will blame me for hurting you evil ones. Ah, you offspring of Satan. It's the resurrection of life, killing death, boy. Jesus already paid the price. So verse 4, Samson went out and caught 300 foxes. 300 foxes. He took the foxes at the time and tied their tails together. And he tied a torch to the tails of each fire. That's that flame coming, boy. That's that fire, man. He took 2 foxes at a time and tied their tails together and then tied a torch to the tails of each pair of foxes. Verse 5 says, after he lit the torches, he let the foxes loose in the grain fields of the Philistines so that he burned up their standing grain, the piles of grain, their vineyards, and their olive trees. He burned their cash crops, in other words. Verse 6 says, the Philistines asked, who did this? Who did this? Who did this? Someone told him Samson did it. Yeah. Samson did it. And once again, man, you know the story goes on. And I'm going to wrap it on up about Samson, man, just to show you a little bit about his anger in depth. But let me show you the whole story. Samson messed around. He fell in love again, man. He fell in love and he'll marry a woman again named Delilah. But this time she tricked him again. But she tricked him into telling him the source of her strength. And she said, hey, she said, you don't love me the same way. You don't love me, man. You don't love me because you keep making a fool out of me. Because every time he told her a riddle, she went and told them both and they came and got my man. But he freed himself because God hadn't made him weak yet. Mm-hmm. And so he messed around and finally trusted her once again because she kept nagging him. See? You know what I mean? They know how to a right amount of pressure bust pipe.
Right.
So despite know how to break it down. And when you put a person in a certain position in a predicament and they think that they don't have a choice, they don't know they have a choice. But they think they don't have a choice. They cave in and they do you grave harm, not knowing that it's God's will that you have been harmed only because God wanted to stir up that fire. Because God wanted to tell you, hey, man, we ain't holding hands, we ain't marching this time.
You're right.
We ain't saying we shall overcome.
No,
right.
You ain't sticking no dogs and no water hoses on us this time.
Nah,
no buddy.
Nah, you ain't throwing us in the cage this time. God said you ain't in that rage this time.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened? Guess what? Samson gave up the sword of his strength. He said, man, I ain't never had my hair cut, man. Because God had done set you aside. I ain't never had my hair cut. So what happened? He went to sleep. And his wife, man. Delilah. His wife. Let somebody come in there and shave my man's head. He had seven locks, man. Seven locks. And I imagine they were long, boy, and strong. Because the wisdom
had,
the warrior status, boy. See, in ancient times, boy, in certain tribes, only warriors was able to wear these locks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, they perverting the meaning of it right now, but they don't understand it. But get what? These warriors, we got these locks hanging.
They're right. They're right. Hallelujah.
And we got more than seven. Samson had seven. Ah, the number of completion. So somebody, she let somebody come in there and save his strength. Then they came binding him up. They plucked his eyes out. I'm a man blind. Oh, man, but he said, God, feel me one more time.
Yes,
sir. Oh, man, we talking about an angry man.
Yes,
sir. Somebody saying nobody could understand. But he was only able to do that grave damage when the Spirit of the Lord filled his heart and turned that anger on to a flame. And he ripped open the young lion. And he took the jawbone of a donkey, and he killed how many thousands?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With
jawbone.
And so now, here he is, being apprehended. Once again, he was apprehended in the corrective custody of the correction department. He was in jail on the Philistine, kind of like Christ was locked up.
Uh-oh.
Like John the Baptist got his head chopped off in prison. Yeah. Kind of like how Joseph was sold into slavery, interpreting dreams while he was in jail. Okay. And see, he said, God, fill me up one more time that I can repay him, God, for plucking out my eyes.
Right.
In other words, Samson was designed to kill. He was sent here to kill evil.
Mm-hmm.
And even in his last day, his last task that he performed for God, on the day he died, he said he killed more Philistines in his death than he did when he was alive.
Yeah.
So we ain't scared of death. We come to resurrect life, so in order to resurrect life, we got to kill death. And see, a pastor told me one time, he said, hey, man, you won't got to kill death. Christ already did that. So why did Christ tell us that this is what you see me do, so shall you also do?
Right.
So why did the book of Ecclesiastes, the wisest king that ever lived, Solomon, why did he say that there is nothing new under the sun? Everything that is being done has been done before and will be done again. So if my father had to send his son, if he had to ignite a flame, because Samson was his son. Because she wasn't able to have no children, y'all. Sarah wasn't able to have no children, y'all. Mary wasn't able to have no children, y'all. How many of y'all out there don't know where your daddy at? You might be a Holy Ghost child. Yeah. You might be a Holy Ghost child, man. Yeah. Because I know what that struggle feels like, not to be certain who your father is. But I know one thing. God is. That my daddy. God, yeah. Mm-hmm. And just like Samson. Father, fill me one more time. Father, ignite that flame one more time. God, because these folk been lying. They've been lying to us, God. They've been lying to your kids, God. But this is God's
right.
Justice League here. And he's resurrecting the fire in these young folk. And I speak life to them, old Aces. I speak life to them, Wanda. DJ Christian Creed, if you still taking in, we speaking life over here.
Hallelujah.
And we killing death. We killing death. Why? Because he said, pick up the cross and follow me. I'm going where it's unsafe to go. I'm going where they say I ain't supposed to go. I'm knowing what they told me I ain't supposed to know. I'm going when they said I ain't supposed to grow. Ah! I don't understand why God be filling my mouth. And I just spit these venomous flows, ripping and pouring out. Hey! He said it's time, King O.
That's right.
He said it's time to erect his kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. He said it's time. To serve justice and judge evil. Because like you said, King, they've been rewarding the evil. They've been persecuting justice. But God done, the weak done got strong.
Amen.
And the kingdom done came home. And it's established. It's here. It's here. He's resurrecting the spirit. Right now, I feel
Hallelujah.
It. Something changing in the hearts of these young folks. There's a fire, flame being ignited all over the planet. And real justice is about to be here. The real kingdom of heaven is right here. Now watch God manifest this. Watch the murderers become victims of their own words and own deeds. Watch the nation of evil begin to fall.
Amen.
Because when the righteous are in power, the people rejoice. But they are grieved when the evil been ruling.
Mm-hmm.
It's kingdom hour, boy. He said, you got it. He got it if you need some power. King O, it's on you. It's kingdom hour.
Kingdom hour. They quit with that kingdom power. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Wanda, we about to come to you. Big Hurt, I see you. You know what I'm talking about? Then we got another phone call from 657. Phone call from 657. 444. You on live when Hip Hop Meets the Christ. What's cracking?
What's cracking? What's cracking, King? What's cracking, man? What's cracking, everybody?
What up,
what's going
King?
On?
What up, man? What up, King?
I'm tuning in, yeah. Kind of late with it, but I'm tuning in, though.
At least you're here, cuz. You here, King. That's what I'm talking about. You ready over there, King? You ready?
I'm there, man. Where I need
All right.
to be at.
All right, for sure, man. We coming back to you. Let me let Big Hurt check in. Big Hurt, what up?
What up with it, King? What's that?
Yeah.
What up, King?
What it is. You know what I'm saying? I know I've been gone for a minute. You know what I'm saying? A little situation. You know what I'm saying? But I'm back, man. You know what I mean?
That's right. For sure. We up in here, man. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Wanda, you up next. Iron Man, you next. Wonder Woman. That's how we going to do it. Wonder Woman, Iron Man. And then Correa said he going to bring Gohan. Yes, sir. Because, see, this God is true Justice League. You know what I'm talking about? He said he going to bring Gohan to the scene. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. We going to do it like that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We just making it plain, man. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out much, much love to all those that's listening, man. You know what I'm talking about? We up in here, man. We about to go to another song, man. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. We'll be right back after these messages. Y'all hold on right quick.
We'll be right back.
Right.
We had the window, though. Hey, Hurt.
Yeah.
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 Cause heaven never saves me.
Victory
for me.
Heaven. You see our victory away. I can't wait to see your face.
use the times to compose these hard-feel rhymes for you. My God told me to. That's when my dreams come true. It's destiny. No more losing on them streets. Here comes the best of me. Yes, I'm a blessing to your world. So treasure me. Every hood feeling me. We family. I'm a tragedy turned fantasy. Through all the madness, God gave me sanity. Not through poetry, they think I'm rapping. Me and my angels backstage laughing. Mom in heaven, praise dancing. She glad and I'm happy.
Ooh, smile and praise. Ooh, love the rainy day. I do, yeah.
And molded me into a blessing. After all the checking from God, man, I ain't asked no questions. But it was hard, though, when the clouds swallowed my mom's, Joe. See, Chicago, y'all really don't know. Back in the 80s, I grabbed the town, was ready to throw. But no, without my mama, God knew I had nowhere else to go. But to him, no one comes before him. No mother, no idol, no woman, no title. I'm still a disciple, but I got a new chief. I got my Bible, homie, and I'm turning a new leaf. The devil's knocking at my door, cause I'm writing this new speech. I'm just trying to do me. From books to CDs, where the truth is, you see me. From gangsters in a cell block, I'm back. Witness the gift and watch Moses part the Red Sea.
You see, our victory awaits. Victory, yeah. I can't wait to see your face. Yeah. And does heaven have a stage for me? For me, whoa. At your picture and it's you. Can't believe it's gone, it can't be true. Yeah, standing on the stage and I don't know what to do. You gave me love, you gave me joy, you gave me tears. You took away my pain, you took away my fear.
Yes, you did.
I'm in this house alone and I don't know why I'm here, but I miss you. Yeah, I miss your smiling face. I miss you. I think of the rainy day. Your smiling face, yeah, yeah. But it's victory. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I miss you.
Listen, you see, our victory away.
Victory away.
Can't wait to see your face.
Wait to see your face.
For sure, man. This is
right.
About me. Shouts out to the homie Red Storm, man. That's Red Storm,
up,
bro.
Man?
I went to the Auburn Fest. Sweet Auburn Fest last week. And this dude, I'm talking about they be out there doing gospel because we need to see how we can get out there on the stages. Bro, he was doing that gospel, bro. And they wasn't even able to walk by because the anointing was so strong. They had to stop and listen to what he was saying.
Strong.
You know what I'm talking about?
To,
Red
man.
Storm.
If he did that song, right. They had to. This is real West Side, man. Ooh,
that's right.
Hey.
Regardless.
Sweet.
Yes, sir.
That's
what I'm talking about,
man. From the belly of that beast. Ooh,
yes,
hey.
Sir.
Yeah.
For sure, man. For sure.
Junior.
Wanda, you ready?
Half time. Go lay down, son.
I'm ready.
Wanda.
You going bowling,
Wanda?
Today?
Hello?
Preacher boy. Preacher boy. Hold on. I hear you. Preacher boy, what's up, man?
What's up, King?
How's
it
going?
Sir. What up, Preacher Boy? I got your text message, too, King. He told me he was going to hit us when he got on his break, too.
Yeah.
He walked
out here, man. Hey,
you
ready to get on my topic?
I don't know. Hey, how long your break is? We don't want to take your time because it's either going to be you or Wanda.
I got 30 minutes.
You can speak on it then. Hey, Wanda, hold on. We coming to you next thing because Preacher Boy had the jizz off.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking
okay.
about?
Okay.
Right.
My topic, the scripture I got my topic for was from James, verse chapter 1, verse 2 through 6.
Then hold
about,
on. You said the character was Wolverine, didn't you? Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, the character was Wolverine. Now, Wolverine now. Then I'm going to explain to you why I said Wolverine after I did all the scripture. The scripture is, and I'm paraphrasing. I don't got the Bible in front of me, but I know the scripture. It talks about how patience worketh our faith. And without patience, you know, patience is a key part of your faith. And in order to have the success of things you want for, in order to believe in these things you want, you got to have patience to wait on God to have these things. And knowing that the testing of your patience is strength in the Lord. Like when the devil tested your patience and stuff and try to tell you down and break you down, you got to have patience. You got to be able to stand still in this stuff. And when me and Oasis was texting yesterday about what character I was going to get, and I was thinking, like, I don't want Superman because Superman just is indestructible. I don't want Batman because Batman used gadgets and all this. And Iron Man is the rich kid and all that. Like, who
rich kid
can I relate to? Yeah, I was like, I need somebody to relate to that got weaknesses. And that can get weak. And he was like, he said, somebody use Goku. I was like, Goku? So I was like, so we can go outside of Justin.
Right.
He was like, yeah.
So right.
I said, okay, I want Wolverine. And then he was, he asked me how. I mean, why, something like that. And I was like, because Wolverine always gets shot, stabbed. Yeah. He always gets shot, stabbed, blowed up. People try to kill him and everything, but in situations that it seemed like he could die, you know, I seen Wolverine get shot in the head, stabbed in the side.
Right.
I remember one movie I saw, he got ran over by a truck and logs thrown on him and everything. And the average human ain't going to live through that. But because he had the power to heal quickly from things, y'all see where I'm going?
Yes,
right.
Sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead,
man. He'll quickly for things. He would go some way, sit off to the side, and have patience and wait till he healed up, got better, then he'll come back out. And that's the thing with us. When we get hit real hard and we get knocked down and somebody stab us or somebody feel like somebody's going to shot us in the heart or cut our head off, we want to go all crazy and want to flip out, and everybody got to feel our pain, and everybody got to be down on us, but we don't never have the patience to wait and let God heal us. Let God take care of us. And that's my topic for the day. We need some Wolverines out there. People that, I ain't see when I say Wolverine, I don't mean to heal yourself. When I'm saying Wolverine, that healing process is God healing us in situations of our finances, in situations of our relationships, situations that we go through with coworkers. Me today, coworkers, healing situations. You know, we gotta have patience to wait on God and let God handle those situations for us. Don't try to get out there and be above God. Let God be God. And you step back and let Him handle the situation. You got yourself in this situation where, you know, you stood out on yourself, but you didn't step out on faith when I didn't. Well, I'm gonna say me. I ain't gonna say you. I'm gonna say me. I didn't step out on faith when I got myself locked up last year. I wouldn't stand on faith when I got myself in the situation I'm in right now. But I'm believing in God, and I got faith in God that God's gonna pull me through. No, it's not. But two days ago, I was in a situation. Somebody stole my laptop, and I think I showed y'all my laptop before. I got an $1,100 laptop.
Wow.
I'm in a situation now where I don't got that no more. all I wanted to do, I wanted to fight the cop. I wanted to fight the dude who, because you know you're going to grocery stores, you can't carry your bags around. So I was like, yo, I get this bag, you're going to have to watch it because there's some valuable stuff in here.
Right.
I wasn't watching my bag. Somebody picked it up and walked off with it.
Wow.
And now I'm out of an $1,100 laptop and out of millions of dollars worth of Beats.
Right. You
where I
get
spent
that
my
about
time, songs, and everything. But see, I gotta have patience to let God heal that situation. I can't do nothing about that because what's done is done. All I gotta do is let God be God and let Him handle that. Because if God, I'm believing Him that He gonna supply me with better.
That right. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. If anybody seen that laptop I had a $1,200 Dre Beats laptop.
Wow.
That wasn't no cheap laptop. I didn't even have to sign my name on. I just swiped my finger across the fingerprint thing, and it automatically going to my profile. Now, I'm believing God for better because I got the patience to stand on faith and believe God. That's what we got to have faith. We need some Wolverines out here that when you get cut, when you get shot, when you get stabbed, and I ain't talking about physically. I'm talking about when people cut you emotionally, shoot you emotionally, stab you emotionally. Don't act out. Although your flesh gonna want to act out, trust me. Yesterday, my flesh wanted to act out. I wanted to hit the cop and everybody else who told me.
Right.
But I wanted to act out, but I had to stand on faith. I had to stand on faith and say, "Hey, God, you know." After I calmed down, I called my mama. That's the only person I could talk to when I'm all riled up. Called my mama, told her that calmed me down and stuff. And I thought about it. I said, "Man, you know what." I'm going to let God handle this situation.
Right.
When that happened to me, it's like somebody stabbed my heart. When you think about Wolverine gets stabbed, he don't just sit there and look like, oh, you stabbed me. No, he hurt. He feels that pain of getting stabbed. He feels that pain of getting hit by claws. He feels that pain, but even though he knows he gets healed from that, he still feels that pain. He still act out. Whenever he gets shot or stabbed, he get mad and go even more crazy, even though he knows he's going to get healed. It ain't gonna kill him. He know he ain't gonna die. He still at God.
Mm-hmm.
See, we gotta have patience. We gotta have patience and be able to believe God and trust God that He can heal us through any situation.
That's right.
Amen.
Oh, amen. Amen. See, I want to add something to that, bro, and to encourage you, King. You know what I mean? Since you were talking about patience and waiting on God, the scripture says, they that wait on the Lord, first thing they're going to do is renew their strength. You know what I'm talking about? Then they're going to mount up with wings as eagles. And see, the eagle, he go to a high place, and he set himself in position so he can use the storm for his advantage. Yes, sir. Eagles, yes, sir. So mine up with wings as eagles. You're going to run and not be weary, and you're going to walk and not faint. That's what happened to those who wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. Appreciate you checking in, Wolverine, a.k.a.
Hey, boy, I appreciate it, King. And you hold it up, though. You understand that?
Hold
you know, I know how I feel, homie. You know what I'm saying? Been hit, too. You know what I mean? But we hit back. That's all that is.
They're right.
Wolverine, homie. You're going to take them hits, but you just got to know they're going to heal. They're going to hurt. But they gonna heal. You understand me?
And Wolverine gets violent, son. He do get violent.
I told you we hands on in the kingdom, boy. Hey, keep that scared stuff over there.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right, Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
We ready for you, Wonder Woman. What you got?
All right. All right. Well, let me say this first.
All right.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman is a character who is a woman, which is the weaker vessel, according to the Bible, who is prepared for combat, and she is a warrior.
Yeah.
She came for peace and for truth and for justice for all. Those are her creeds. And those are her traits.
Hold on, let me ask you something
first.
You mean to tell me warriors come in female versions too?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, they do. Because God made us
all
in His
image.
Yes, He did. He made us all in his own image, and that's what I had to say today. The first Bible verse that I want to talk about is Proverbs 14:1.
Mm-hmm.
And it states, the wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears hers down.
Wow.
And that's saying, and with my character that I love Wonder Woman because I feel like a lot of my traits and hers are the same. Wonder Woman in her character never tears down anything that is built good. Anything that's good, she always attacks evil. She saves everybody that is good. And I was watching one day, and this one character, he was an ex-con. He was a thief. But because he met Wonder Woman and a woman that he loved, he converted to good. When she found out he converted to good, she was about to manhandle him and arrest him and do it all. But when she found out that he converted to good, she joined forces with him and became advocate for him and saved him from going to jail. She let him go free. He was a jewel thief.
Yeah.
After he converted from being a jewel thief, he became a superhero because he started fighting for good. So that's today what I want to say to women. Today, women, stop tearing your homes down. Stop worrying about what the world say. And if you have a husband or you have a man in your life that is God fit, you don't go against him for the world because that's where you tear down your own home with your own hands. And that's how the women of the world become sick within their minds. And we talked about mothers last week. Mothers want to give the best example for their children. So when you want to give the best example for your children, you want to be firm in the truth and in Jesus Christ. You want to be strong in your strength. You want to be able to fight battles and not always blame somebody else. Stop blaming men. Stop blaming them. It starts within you. Who do you believe? Who are you? Because just like Oasis just said, oh, the superheroes and the warriors come in women too? Yes, they do. Are you going to take accountability for who you are? Did you do any wrong? Oh, all you've seen is what he did. Did you see what you did? Come on, ladies. Let's be women like Wonder Woman who are strong in battle and strong in mind, strong in truth, spirit, and able to battle. Now, I have one more scripture that I want to read, and it's my favorite scripture, Psalms 27. Because power doesn't come from the world. Power comes from Jesus, from God to Jesus Christ to us. There's no way to heaven but through Jesus Christ. So let's read this, and I want people to understand where I'm coming from. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, and whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumble and fail. Though any army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing that I have desired of the Lord is that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. For in times of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me upon a rock, and now my head be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will sing of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry out my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you say, seek my face, my heart says to you, your face, Lord, will I seek. Do not hide your face far from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. Will my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take care of me. Teach me thy ways, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me over to the will of my adversaries, for false witness have risen up against me. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that where I see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And I said that scripture because I want you to know that he said, if you have the strength yourself, you got to do it first. You got to be strong like Wonder Woman. You got to come in for battle. And if you stand up, he'll hide you in his pavilion. He'll stand up for you. He'll make your enemies be cut down. The wicked come upon you to eat up, up your flesh. They're going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
Stop looking at them. Stop looking at the situation. Stop looking at who did you wrong. Stop looking at how they did you wrong. Who are you? Who do you believe? Women, men, the people of the world, not. We ain't talking about people who don't know who they are and are confused. We're talking about people who know. You know who you are. You know your Father, God, and you know Jesus is your Savior. You can stop in the middle of your enemies and in the midst of your problems and in the midst of your sorrows and in the midst of all the things that's going around you and say, hold up. I got Yeah. What a Wonder Woman thing. Dun, 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 dun. Wonder Woman.
Yes,
stand right there. Break the chain. Move the mountain. Slap the enemy. Kick him down and stop on his head. That's what Wonder Woman does. She has no fear. If you fear the enemy, you lose. Fear God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's all I can say.
That's what I'm talking about. You said more than enough. Yes, sir. Yeah, right. That's what I'm talking about. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Today's topic, God's True Justice League. Unleashed. You know what I'm talking about? We up in here, man.
Yep.
Appreciate that. Wonder Woman. Hey, see, that was my first crush. You know, I used to look at Wonder Woman, too. You know what I'm saying? I used to look at Incredible Hulk and all that, too. The real version. But that was my first crush, man. I used to love Wonder Woman. I looked at it the other day. I said, what? I still love Wonder Woman. I'm sorry.
She's a bad woman. She's a bad girl.
Man, Amazon. Yes, sir. That's my baby. Oh, all right. Anyway, God's True Justice League, at least. You know what I'm talking about? We'll be right back after we finish hanging out the window, hitting them with these missiles. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
Mike, check.
Fill me with your spirit, Father.
What you about to do?
Increase me, Lord, so that you can be
well,
healed.
Yeah.
I know your people suffer, Lord.
Hey, this is the
kingdom
coming
to
wide.
Father, bring your kingdom.
Yeah, yeah.
Resurrect life.
Yeah.
And these young
folks.
They
been away too long, man. King status will be strong, man.
Send me, God. I'll go. I'll die for you, Lord.
Why I'm hanging out the window, I'm hanging out the window, I'm hanging out the window and I'm hitting with these whistles. I'm hanging out the window, I'm hanging out the window, I'm hanging out the window and I'm hitting with these whistles. I'm out the window, I'm out the window, I'm out the window and I'm hitting with these whistles. I'm out the window, I'm out the window, I'm out the window and I'm hitting with these whistles.
He said, breathe fire, boy. Crucify them liars, boy. Crucify death, resurrection of the life, boy. Yeah, represent the Christ, boy. The one with wisdom to give life, boy. I know they confused now. We in the game certified to win.
We don't lose now.
They been breaking all the rules now. God told me to check all these fools now. Told me to get in the game and make them move now. So move now. Fireman, and I'm breathing fireman. Open up my mouth and I'm crucifying.
Well, I'm hanging out the window, I'm hanging out the window, I'm hanging out the window and I'm hitting with these whistles. I'm hanging out the window, I'm hanging out the window, I'm hanging out the window and I'm hitting with these whistles. I'm out the window, I'm out the window, I'm out the window and I'm hitting with these whistles. I'm out the window, I'm out the window, I'm out the window and I'm hitting with these missiles.
Say what you talking about, boy? That kingdom music, boy? That kingdom moving, boy? I'm in the game to move you, boy.
open my mouth and pop, pop, I start shooting, boy.
You fire you a god, and I told you I'm gonna move you, boy. I'ma hit them on every level, cause I'm sick of them. I'm feeding all this poison to these kids and them. God resurrected me up by the grave, and he filled me with his rage, and he let me out the cage. Ah, he told me get them, so I'm getting them. No matter how I feel about him, he told me to get him. And if he got you in my vision, then I gotta hit him. He quit with these missiles and he told me to sick him.
Why I'm hanging out the window, I'm hanging out the window, I'm hanging out the window, and I'm hitting him with these missiles. I'm hanging out the window, I'm hanging out the window, I'm hanging out the window, and I'm hitting him with these missiles.
I'm hanging out the window and I'm hitting with these missiles. Hanging out that window there.
Yeah.
I'm out the window. I'm out the window. I'm hitting with these missiles. I'm out the window. Yeah, I'm out the window. I'm hanging out the window and I'm hitting with these missiles. I'm out the window. I'm out the window. I'm out the window and I'm hitting with these missiles.
Hitting them with these missiles.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. We up in here, man. That's a hit, boy. That's a hit. Yeah. Yes, sir. God's true just to me. They're right. They're right. He said he's sick of them. Yes, sir. They feeding all them, the poison to these kids and them. And he's sick of them. Yes, sir.
That's what I'm talking about, man. The grave and he filled me with his rage and he let me out the cage.
Yes,
he told me get him, so I'm getting him. No matter how I feel about him, he told me to hit him. And if he got to see my vision, then I got to get him. He quit with the vision. He told me to sick him.
Get him. Hanging out the window. We hanging out the window.
Yeah.
We hanging out the window. And we hitting him with his
missiles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's the new motto. All right,
we coming up.
That's the OBG motto, man. We out the window. Hey, boy.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
That's right. God, say something on fire. Hey, God, boy. Hey, out the window. We out the window.
And we just shooting bullets. We hitting them with the missiles. Aya.
We hitting them with some missiles. Ain't no coming back from that.
Yeah, no coming back from
that. Yeah, sir. For sure, man. This is When Hip Hop Beats Still Christ. Today's topic, God's True Justice League. Unleashed. Y'all hear it? We unleashed. And we standing for justice. Because all God's ways are justice. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They over here talking about with liberty and justice for all. But today we focusing on and standing for true justice. As with every day. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm going to tell you, true justice does not come from man-made human laws.
Hallelujah.
True justice only comes from G-O-D. Yep. Having God on deck.
Amen.
They try to act like they don't know why we angry. They try to act like they don't know why we angry, Goku. I mean, Gohan. I'm sorry, Gohan. They try to act like they don't know why we angry, Gohan. they try to act like they don't know why we angry, Iron Man. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
But we some warriors, man. And God does have wrath. Yeah, God got wrath,
that's
too.
Right.
And he's going to burn up
second.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Warriors specialize in warfare. That's right. Specialize.
Yeah.
Not be defeated by warfare, but they specialize in warfare. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
they learn
throwing
how to...
missiles out the window.
That's right. Like flying high like the people dropping bombs on the easy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Easy
ready
here, man.
Mm-hmm.
God got wrath, man. Stop thinking Jesus, he's a sheep. He's so soft. Y'all slapped him around, killed him, beat him and all that stuff, and he came back at the conquering line. I bet you ain't going to slap him no more.
What you going to do now?
We hanging out the window. Hitting y'all.
Come slap him out the window.
Jesus is the master. Jesus is the master. That's right. Jesus is the ruler.
Yes,
Jesus is the leader. Jesus is the Lord of all.
Out the window.
Of God's truth. Justice.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Jesus rules over darkness and the light, man. You know what I'm talking about? All right.
Go hunt.
King Karell. King Tolan. What
is
up?
You out the window, Karell? he ain't out the window yet.
Unmute, Karell. Unmute. God, don't it. Mike, check, for real. Mike, check. We got a new phone over there. Can't figure that.
He's still peeping through the blinds. He's peeping through the blinds. He's peeping through the blinds. He ain't made it out the window yet.
Yeah. You about to go to Iron Man. We about to go to you, Iron Man.
Is you out the window?
Hold on. Let me try again. Correll.
Go on.
Mike, check, Correll.
Hey, yeah, the devil trunk. Yeah, the devil trying to put on, man. Because you know I'm about to bring that fire, man.
Go hard.
I rebuke that. I'm calling back. No, these people need to hear the Jesus in me. They need to hear it. Now, I chose Gohan because it describes a little bit about how Jesus is and was. You see, I remember when I was watching Dragon Ball Z, where, you know, an enemy come in, and the son who was created was stronger than the father. So the son,
he
defeated the enemy. Now, the enemy was a great enemy, but see, the power that the son had was well within him. But see, he had to go through some things in order to release that power that was in him. So that's why I chose Gohan. Now, the scripture that Abba Father led me to, you know, King Oasis told me, he said, you know what, we need some scriptures about encouragement. So I'm like, okay, cool, bet. I'll let the Holy Spirit lead me to what I should read. So I'm going to John chapter 14.
All right.
John chapter 14, verse 1 says, let not your heart be troubled.
Okay.
You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions.
Mm-hmm.
If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And then Thomas said unto him, Lord, what we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. I'm going to stop right there. Now, the reason why I chose Gohan, man, you know, he signifies peace. You know, it takes a lot, just like Jesus. You know, people thinking that they can take Jesus as weak, man. Jesus said, what they don't understand is about Jesus. That it's a time for peace and it's a time for war. That's why he come the first time.
Yeah.
He was like, okay, I'm taking these lives. I know my purpose. So I'm going to take everything. I'm going to take this pain for everyone's sins, in which he didn't have to. He didn't have to, but he did it out of his grace, out of his love for us. Now, the thing is that what we got to understand is that we're going to always
have phone breaking
Jesus
up,
Jesus, because that
your phone breaking up, correct?
He took everything, lashes, cat of nine tails, you know what I'm saying, crown of thorns, spit on, kicked on, pushed down. We go through the action of what Jesus went through. But he said, look.
Hold on, King. Hey, if you can get the phone off speaker because your phone going in and out. You saying some real stuff, and I want everybody to hear this. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm going to get it. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Okay. You see, the thing is, man, you gotta, and it may be hard because I had to learn this too. In life, man, you go on, like the scripture says, in life you'll have trials and tribulations, but don't worry about that because Jesus said, "I have overcome the world." In this world, you may have trials and tribulations, but fear not, I have overcome the world. So we sit there and we take you know, we take these beatings and we take these lashings, you know what I'm saying? People stealing from us, people hurting us, people trying to kick us out of homes, and people not helping us, people not doing what God said to do. But for us, what we're called to do, we're called to pray for people. You know that, and to preach a boy, I don't know if he's still in, but it helps when somebody does you wrong deliberately. What helps with your healing is you pray for them. That's why the scripture says pray for your enemies, because it helps with your healing process. See, people are so hurt. People are so downtrodden. You're not praying for them. You're not praying for the ones who hurt you. And you have to do it in faith, though. You can't just say, okay, I have to heal. I have to go on. No, you're still scarred. Jesus needs to come in that scar to heal you. But in order for that to happen, you got to pray for people. You got to pray for them, you know, lift them up to God. Say, God, I know this person did me wrong, so I'm going to pray for them, and I'll give this situation to you, and I pray that you turn this situation around in my favor. Now, the Bible says in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose, even a bad situation. You know, I'm an overcomer of some bad situations that I was in, you know, but God, he came through. And even, I know, you know what I'm saying, even though, you know, people stabbing me in the back and whatnot, doing me wrong, you know what I'm saying, I'm still doing what I'm supposed to do, because in order for God to work on them, I got to do what I have to do. I have to pray for them, and I still show love to them as well. He said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. You know what I'm saying? And I love myself. Even though they did me wrong, I still have to show love to them. You know, and honestly, it works out, because I'm sitting here, and they're the ones who still hurting from, you know, they're thinking they're throwing stones at me, where they're throwing boulders at themselves. You see what I'm saying? So you gotta take it in stride, though. You know, people won't understand, and the closer the time that Christ gets, in which he is coming soon in this lifetime, but they're running from God. No, you need Jesus. You know, I told my homegirl, I was like, look, I said, if a man has a job, has a car, has a looks, has a place, but he doesn't have Jesus, he has nothing. He has nothing. None of that matters to God. None of that matters. Your status, it doesn't matter to God. He elevates us. He elevates us and he lifts us up. But this status that a man, that the world system, the people in this world that gives these celebrities, he doesn't care about that. He looks at them as, do you have Jesus? Have you accepted son in your heart? Have you done that? If you haven't done that, if you're with somebody and they haven't fully accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they have nothing. And that's the honest to God truth. The world can tell you, it's about your job and it's about what you clothes, what you wear. No, a bum can be looking any kind of way, but I bet you that bum got everything he needs. I bet you he got that Jesus.
Right.
I bet you he got that. Like the man who has a voice. You know what I'm saying? He was a homeless guy on the street, but he got a powerful voice, though. Now God elevated him and lifted him up because he has a Jesus in him. Now he's on talk shows, on radio shows, speaking because he got the Jesus in him, though.
That's right.
You gotta go for what you need. I'm gonna say this is my testimony. You don't need a job. You don't. What you need is Jesus. Because that's what the scripture says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. It didn't say seek your job, go for employment, you know what I'm saying, go work for another man. No, what people need to realize is that, coming from my experience, the best job that I have is saving lives. You know what I'm saying, touching people, giving them encouragement. Because they need it. That's the best job that anybody can have, especially if you work for God. That's the best job you can have. So while
saving lives is the best job. They're right.
Exactly. That's one of my favorite. But they don't hear me though.
saving lives is the best out, but they don't hear me though. And everybody's so hurt and downtrodden, you doing wrong, and the enemy is taking over control of your life. No, 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 no. And I was doing that. I was out in the world hard like that. Even recently, I fell down. You know, I am a man. But God, he sat me down. He punished me for that. He said, son, you know I got a punch. I love you, but you know you did wrong by me. Not by man, but you know you did wrong by me, by disobeying my word. Okay, I'm like, I'm all right, Abba Father. I will take this punishment. I will take it. Now, I'm going to meet your need now. I'm going to do that for you. But know that you did wrong, and I'm going to call you out on doing wrong, son. And I was like, okay, I'm going to accept my punishment for what it is, and then I'm going to grow from it. And I'm going to get in. I'm going to let God in more, and I'm going to let Jesus come in more into me so he can work through me so I can go out into this world here in this dark world and touch more lives. So
that's right.
So people can be saved, so people can go to Christ. You know, Jesus welcomes us all, but see, people are thinking that it's so hard to, you know what I'm saying, to get into it. No, it's easy. All you have to do is fully accept him in your life, and he will take control over everything. He will supply all of your needs. You're going to have storms, but the storm that you create in your own life is way worse than that when God puts you through something. Because a lot of times our storms in our life, we create themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We create our own storms by doing choices, making choices that is not lined up with the word, for one, making choices outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite scriptures, I'm going to hit it back to you, Deuteronomy 30:19. I call this day on heaven and earth against you, that I have set before thee life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life, so you and your seed shall be blessed. You know what I'm saying? That scripture that you make life, good life, making choices that are going to bring life into your life. You know what I'm saying? Anything that's from that, I can't speak for everybody, but if he's telling me, hey, choose life, I'm like, okay. Ooh, bet. I'm going to analyze it. I might go through a little bit, but I'm going to overcome it, though, because I make the right choice in choosing life. You see what I'm saying? And that's what not too many people are doing. They're still, I want to deal with it. I don't want to let go. I don't know. You have to let go. At one point in time, you have to let go. You cannot keep holding on all to your hurt and pain. He said, and that's what Jesus died for. He said, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. See, everyone who's hurting, they got the Holy Spirit in them, but they choose not to listen to it. Everyone who's hurting, they got the things they need automatically from the day that we're born. We have the Holy Spirit in us.
Mm-hmm.
But see, they're not acknowledging it. So I'm like, my thing is to everybody that is to activate it. Start praying. When somebody hurts you, immediately pray for them. Don't hold on to it. Immediately pray for them, because that way you can start to let go, so Abba Father can come in and heal you. That's where true healing comes from. It only comes from God. It doesn't come from man. It doesn't come from man. A man can apologize, but it doesn't mean that they mean it though. But you accept Jesus in your heart and in your spirit, it doesn't matter if they apologize to you.
Mm-hmm.
You'll pray for them and you'll let it go so you can move on with your life, instead of letting somebody who hurt you and wronged you slow you back from your blessings. I can't speak for everybody, but I want God to do a big work in my life. Right now, I'm sitting on 60 cents in my account. I'm sitting on, you know, maybe a dollar on another card, not even money to get back and forth. But God, I have him. I have everything that I need in him. So he's going to supply. He's going to supply when I least expect it. All he tells me to do is you study my word, rest in me. Be like, you know what I'm saying? Sit at the feet of Jesus. Cling to me. That's what he's telling us. Cling to me. No. Don't go to the world for your problems. No, run to me. I'm in open arms. I will welcome you. That's how he did the best. That's like the prodigal son. his father to welcome him back into the home with open arms. Come in. Come in, eat, sit. Come on, come in. He wants us to come. We want us to come to him. And it's not that hard. We make it seem hard, though. We make it seem hard. But at one point, at a point in time, the scripture says that to him much is given, but also to him much is required. You're going to have to do some work as well. And that's what people don't want to do. They don't want to do the work. They want to, and that's taking advantage of his grace. And he's so loving and caring to us. He'll keep on letting us do it. He'll keep on letting us do it. You know what I'm saying? Giving us grace. Just giving it to us. And at one point in time, God gets tired. Like, look, you keep taking, but what are you doing? Are you doing what you're supposed to do and going out in this world and being a light to people? God don't play that. No, you go out. You are called to go out and share your testimony of your over what he has brought you through. And then the more you do that, then that helps with your healing as well. All of these things here, these are growth things in God. These are growth things in Christ. These are things that help you to grow in him, because it doesn't matter what the world say. You need Jesus. That's just point blank. That's just straight to the point. You need Jesus. You can't run from what's already inside of you. That's what people think. Jesus is already inside of you. You can't run from him. Where can you go? At one point in time, the Holy Spirit goes, okay, look, yes, sit down. You're doing too much. You can't run from him. There's no way. That's why he told us, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. You can't run from him. No, you can't. Don't even, I wouldn't even suggest anybody to try to run from him. But like I said, you can't run from something that's already in you. Nah, ain't no. Wherever you go, the Holy Spirit with you. Even when you're doing wrong, the Holy Spirit that watches you. Because that's where you feel like, oh, man, I know this is wrong, what I'm about to do. I know, yeah, that's the Holy Spirit telling you that. But then we do it anyway. I can testify to that. When I was doing wrong, even recently, I can testify to that. You know what I'm saying? But I let God come in and work on me. I let him come in and work on me.
Yeah.
And that, and, you know, to the people,
power
man,
up on them.
Exactly. Power up on them. Then when you
Super Saiyan.
Exactly. See, when enough is enough, that's when you stand. That's when you stand and say, look, I don't need you. I don't need you. I don't need you. I'm not going to take this from you. I'm not going to take this from you. I got God in me. If God be for me, who can be against me now? Who can be against the one, the creator of all things? Who can be against that?
That's right. For sure.
And that's where even now, even though to man, it may seem like I have nothing. No. You're looking through the wrong set of eyes. I have everything
right.
I need. I'm not lacking anything. It doesn't matter what the bank account say. God can set that bank account and say something else the next day. I just told something prophetic. But yeah, God can do that. He can do that. But it's all according to your faith that works within you. That's why I encourage everybody, because I encourage everybody to increase your faith, because it's worth it. It's nothing wrong with letting Abba Father work in you, work through you, work. You know what I'm saying? Go fight your battles. Every battle that I've encountered, Abba Father beat it for me. He won that. I didn't do it. He told me, no, I'm gonna fight your battles. I'm working out for your good.
You say I'm gonna power you up and turn you into the Super Saiyan.
To you, Super Saiyan. Yeah. Power up and turn. Turn up. No, don't turn it down. No. Because exactly. You see, they the Super Saiyans, man. The Saiyans, they come in. The enemy's thinking that they're weak individuals. They're not weak.
Mm-hmm.
They're people thinking that children of God, they're weak. They're people thinking they're weak. No. I'm nowhere near weak. Because when I was weak, the scripture says, if you are weak, Say you are strong. I'm strong. Mm-hmm. Even when I'm at my weakest, I'm strong. Keep on doing me wrong. Keep doing me wrong. At one point in time, God says I've been mine. At one point in time, the table will turn, but you have to do your part. You know what I'm saying? You can't and you can't let people continue to walk on you and knowing that they're using you. You can't let them do that. You stand up for because when they walk over you and you know that they're doing that, when they walk over you, little do you know they're walking over the Jesus that's in you. So when I'm not saying
Hallelujah.
Every time somebody does something wrong to you, you call them out on it. No, you give it time. Give it time. You give it time. When you're done with turning the other cheek, then you turn up. Then you let them know, hey, I'm a child of the Most High.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said to me, hey, stop doing me like this. It's a time for peace and it's a time for war. Don't make me go Samson on you. Because that's in me as well. And it's that's what people have to start doing. It's in us.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hallelujah. Super Saiyan.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, how y'all be powering
Super
up for you? The power source is God. That's what I'm talking about.
The power
Iron Man.
Is God.
Iron Man, we ready for Iron Man. Iron Man, are you still in the building? Are you still hanging out the window?
Oh, he's hanging out the window. What you say, Devin?
Amen.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about.
Go ahead, Big Hurt. Big Hurt, bring in Iron Man. Iron Man to the scene. Hey, hold on, Big Hurt. Iron Man, when I was thinking about Iron Man, I was thinking about Joe, too. You know what I'm saying? Because he didn't, he went through all that stuff. And he didn't start, you know, questioning God till, you know, at the end when God about to deliver him. And that's to let everybody know, when your situation getting real, real, real bad, don't panic. That means your blessing is real, real, real close. Go ahead, Iron Man. We ready.
Yeah, that goes for free one, too. Yeah, you know? But I was saying, the reason I had them pick Iron Man, because I relate to him the most, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Iron Man, you understand what I hear. Technology, he ain't really no superhero no more. You did? You took his computer and all that stuff, boy. You ain't got nothing. And
technology.
I wouldn't be, it was a big dog, but I wouldn't be trying to, you know what I'm saying, fight nobody. But, you know what I'm saying, if something was to happen, I'd give your computer a virus, you did? You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to fight you.
Hold on. You said instead of fighting, you're going to get a computer about it.
I had a verse for that, you know what I'm saying? Instead of use strength, you use wisdom, you know what I'm saying? That's what Ecclesiastes 9:15. Wisdom is better than strength. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
9:16. Wisdom is better than strength, you know what I'm saying? Better be wise and be strong. You know what I'm saying? You can't have a good football team if they got a bad coach. That's like, you know, you got the Patriots, you trying to get Doc Rivers to be the coach of the Patriots, they ain't going nowhere. You know, even though the Patriots always had a good team, only because they had a wise coach. You know what I'm saying? Not because they had a strong team, because they had a wise coach. You did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I feel like that's a real superpower though, for real. Because everything, I'm just like Iron Man. And I used to, like my personality, I used to be like Iron Man. And, you know, Iron Man used to be kind of arrogant. And to the third, you know, he got real humble and whatnot.
Yeah.
So that's why I said Iron Man. I've been hearing everybody throwing salt on my boy, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, but I ain't like Iron Man. You know, everybody been throwing salt on Iron Man. Preach, boy, everybody. But you know what I'm saying? But at last, he got, you know what I'm saying, he humbled himself. And he ain't the same. He ain't the same in the last. He changed. Like, he went from, be like, get out of my face to the dude that didn't have no money. But then he started, you know what I'm saying, helping people and whatnot, just giving stuff away. And another thing about Iron Man, I say similar to me, is Iron Man don't never give up on nothing. You know what I'm saying? They be like, Iron Man, you shouldn't do that. Iron Man be like, man, I got it. You know what I'm saying? You don't put that in your chest. you going to keys up. Nah, I got it. Like we was over there with the TV. Ralph kept saying, man, you ain't going to get that TV to work. I was like, man, I got it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. We just got that whiff. I won't never
make
up.
That thing
yeah.
happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I feel like, hey, there's nothing that's impossible. I feel like everything got to, you know, everything got to happen. Every question got to happen. And every problem got a solution. So that's about it.
All right. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. God's true. Justice League. Now, we based these on fictional characters, but hey, God is real. You know what I'm talking about? And these warriors that you hear on the phone on this broadcast, we real. Alright? We standing for justice. You know what I'm talking about? And we asking the Lord to put Satan under us. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We'll be right back in a minute. Wrap this up.
Like no other man, God gave me faith. Now I'm stretching like a rubber band into your spirit, pressing like a hustle man. Dropping it for Jesus, get it cracking like a dozen eggs. Ain't no dead around me, so no need for buzzing here. All thanks to Christ, yeah. Thanks for those eternal years. Devil had a chance, yeah. Now guess what turn it is? Listen, Jesus, draw the people, geek God and turn it here. Bobbling and wobbling the service while I'm working at. Real life shows over, you can lose the service act. Antichrist took the church, time to take the church back. There's your flight, yeah. So as well, don't break it back. Chewing on the ribs of the word like the baby back. Like to thank Christ for his life and his amazing act. I ain't here to argue over words, I'm stating facts. And anything that you can get to God, he can pay you back.
Lord, I am yours and I'll be yours. Name me your little G. I'll endure in this war. We'll play the Philistine. Put the enemy, put them under me.
But it's all because of you, Lord, nothing on what I did, how I lived. And yeah, been some mail along the way. People come in singing they friends and ain't intend to stay. How they play, they perpetrate the fire while they ain't low. Betrayed so many times that my back look like Django. From all these backstabbing wanna be friends. There's really demons in the sky trying to plot on my hand. They got a price on my head. They say they want me dead, trying to make me live scared. Lord, but I ain't what you said. No weapon form against a child with props, but they act just trying to pollute the crowd with us. But I know who I serve. They idolize with no verb, and I refuse to bow down on anything that in your world is absurd. How they try to keep me from your throne, yet you turn every rock that they throw into my stepping stone. You know?
Lord, I am yours and I've been yours. Name me your little G. I'll endure in this war.
Yeah. Yah's way. That right. Yah. Yah's way. Yahweh. Chill. Chill. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, easy. Shouts out to the homie. Oh, easy.
Put them under me, Lord. Put them under me. Push through the enemy. Put them under me. Put them under me, Lord, put them under me.
That's what I'm talking about. God's True Justice League, unleashed. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Y'all done heard from the Incredible Hulk, Samson. Y'all done heard from Wonder Woman. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all done heard from Iron Man, Wolverine, Gohan. Did I get everybody? Yeah.
So let me scratch the record there. No, don't scratch it.
Now it's time to hear. Y'all ready for his man? And woman. Man and woman. How about we gonna wrap this up with Justice Man. Who is that? Yeah. Who is Justice Man? Who you think?
justice man, the God Almighty. The God Almighty, everything he do is just. You know what I'm talking about? And justice is doing what is completely right. Yeah. God does what's completely right. How you gonna do what's completely right when you ain't got God, huh? That means you incomplete and still trying to do right. That means it's wrong. But doing what is completely right, giving or receiving a right reward for good or punishment for evil. Another word for justice is fairness. Another word for justice is grace. Another word for justice is mercy. And guess what else? Another word for justice is God. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, Genesis, you done got me crunk up with that out the window song, boy. Hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. Yeah. And I'm bending with these missiles. Hanging out the window. Hanging out the window. Hanging out the window. Hitting with these missiles. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Out of the mouth of babes. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about.
Baby song, man. You got to turn these babies up on the broadcast.
Yes, sir. You need it. That's your track. Yes, sir. That's God. Yes, sir.
That's God.
All right, let's go.
Justice man.
Justice man. God the Almighty. Look at that. They ready. They see it. Babies hanging out the window. Yes, sir. Hitting them with the missiles. Yes, sir. Hitting the little baby devil. Hit the little baby devil. The baby's going to get the baby devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For sure, man. All right, yeah, let's wrap this up. Let's go. Let's go to Justice Man. Psalms chapter number 71, man. Let's get it. Psalms 71. All right. Psalms chapter number 71 is God, the rock of salvation. God, the rock of salvation. He ain't no imposter like Big Lip Boy. Yeah, Big Lip Boy and what's she, raunchy wife now? Yeah, that's coming here doing the tour in the A-Town. Don't make her come see you. Yeah, Big Lip Boy, Jay-Z, and Sasha Fierce. What are they, Beyonce? Be what? Whatever. You started off right. Anyway. The rock of salvation is God. Verse 1, Psalm 71. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be put to shame. There you go, Tolan. Go on. There you go. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness and cause me to escape. Uh-oh. God fighting for you. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my strong refuge to which I may resort continually. Y'all remember? Y'all got my base. Y'all remember that when y'all was young? Y'all play, yeah, safe place, base. Go to God just like that. He's your strong refuge. Yeah, you safe enough. The righteous run into him and are safe. All right? Be my strong refuge to which I may resort continually. You have given the commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Your protection, all right? Verse 4, Psalm 71 says, deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked. Hallelujah. God's justice league. Be right here. In the world, not of it. Deliver me, O God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man, for you are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust from my youth. God's youth need education, so I speak. You are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust from my youth. By you. Somebody say, by you. By God. I have been upheld from birth by God. You are he who took me out of my mother's womb. Oh, my goodness. My praise shall be continually of you. Hallelujah. I have become as a wonder to many. Career, that's you. I have become as a wonder to many, but you are my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Do not forsake me when my strength fails. For my enemies speak against me, and those who lie in wait for my life take counsel together. They saying, God has forsaken him. Pursue and take him, for there is none to deliver him. That's what they say. Uh-oh. Verse 12 says, oh God, do not be far from me. That's what you say. Pray to God for yourself. You know him. Oh God, do not be far from me. Oh my God, make haste to help me. Do it quickly. Let them be confounded and consumed who are adversaries of my life. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor who seek my hurt. But I will hope continually. Hope continually, Wonder Woman. Hope continually, Incredible Hulk. Hope continually, Iron Man. Hope continually, Wolverine. Hope continually, Gohan. You know what I'm talking about? We up in here. Hope continually and praise you yet more and more. In other words, crank that thing up for Jesus. Super Saiyan. Let's get ready. Yes, sir. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness. Don't stop talking about Jesus, man. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and your salvation all the day long. For I do not know their limits. He's a limitless God. I will go in the strength of who? The Lord God. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. Samson was killing them in the strength of the Lord God. He was killing God's enemies in the strength of the Lord God. Yeah, God was doing it through him. I know, you're supposed to kill, thou shalt not kill. Well, God made the rules. God can override the rules. So it was God that came upon him mightily and did this thing. You know what I'm talking about? All right. It says, verse 16, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. That's how David defeated Goliath. He said, you looking at me, laughing at me. You got the whole army of God scared, but I ain't scared of you, cuz. Yeah, I'm a little boy. You looking at the physical, but you ain't even seeing my father, Abba Father, with me. And he about to knock you out with a rock and take your own sword and cut your head off. Yes, sir. Screw Satan. Mm-hmm. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. Go Genesis. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness, of yours only. Yes, sir. Oh, God, you have taught me from my youth. And to this day, I declare your wondrous works. Now, also, when I am old and gray-headed, oh, God, do not forsake me. Until I declare your strength to this generation. Declare your strength to this generation, Samson. Incredible Hulk over there, Genesis. Yes, sir. Continue to do it. Declare your strength to this generation. Your power to everyone who is to come, Wonder Woman. That's right. Declare his power to everyone who is to come. Also, your righteousness, O God, is very high. You who have done great things. Oh, God, who is like you? None. You who have shown me great and severe troubles shall revive me again. See that, Correa? There you go. You have shown me great and severe troubles, and you shall revive me again. See, God don't never leave you hopeless. And bring me up again from the depths of the earth. You shall increase my greatness. You shall increase my greatness. And comfort me on every side. Also, with the lute I will praise you and your faithfulness, oh my God. To you I will sing with the harp, O Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing to you, and my soul which you have redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of your righteousness all the day long. For they are confounded. There you go. They are confounded. For they are brought to shame who seek my hurt. They are the ones that's going to be brought to shame who back there plotting and planning secrets and stuff while you ain't around or whatever. God sees everything.
Hallelujah.
I used to hear the thing that you can run, but you can't hide from God. So while you're over here plotting and planning in the secrets, guess who's shining a light on your behind and sees everything that you doing. Hallelujah. Justice man. You talking about Abba Father now. To God Almighty.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah now.
Yeah.
He done show us how to do you now. Yeah. Freestyle. Oh, let me. I'm trying to go ahead. I see you, Genesis. I see you, cuz. I told you I'm up next,
yeah.
Though. Getting ready. All right. We got one more. Acts. Let's go to Acts, man. Acts chapter number 4. We wrapping this up. Acts chapter number 4.
Getting them with these missiles. Yeah.
Acts chapter number 4. We're going to start at verse 19, man. Woman, children. Acts chapter number 4. Starting in verse number 19. All right, y'all ready? Here we go. It says, but Peter and John answered and said to them, and this is to you, you devil-led government and all you secret societies and whoever think y'all finna run, this is to you. Verse 19, Acts 4 says, but Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it is good, whether it is right in the sight of God. See, they put them before God, see? Just like Correa say, I'm putting life and death. I call heaven as witness against you. You know what I'm talking about? I call heaven as witnesses. But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge that government. Huh? For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Yeah. Uh-huh. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing them. Yeah, because all we doing is beating the devil now. Ain't no law that say you can't beat the devil. Yeah, we don't. God's smart. God is wise. He knows everything. He know y'all making law. But the enemy is Satan. So that's why y'all cannot lock us up, because we killing that nigga all day. We going to kill him. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. We representing the Christ. It said, but we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing them. Don't worry about their threats, man. Because of the people, since they all glorify God, continue to glorify God for what he had done. All right? For the man was over 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing had been performed. Now this, you know, the man was sitting there begging for change while everybody was going to church, walking past him. They going to church, but he's sitting at the door begging, everybody walking past. But Peter stopped. And Peter told him, I ain't got no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give you in the name of Jesus, well, rise and walk. That's where we at right now, the miracle. See, God backs his stuff up. He don't do signs just because people moaning, if you God, show a sign. No, he shows signs to his believers already who believe him without even the sign. We believe him just because he's God. And then he shows signs to those believers. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, verse 23 says, and being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. So when they heard that, they raised their voice to God with one accord. That's why this unity is right here. We're raising our voice with one accord and said, Lord, you are God, who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of your servant David have said, why did the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth took their stand, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. Hold on, man. Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait. Yeah, so let's get it, man. Let's get it. Hold on. I gotta repeat that. All right. This is, why did the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth took their stand, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. Yeah, the Illuminati, that's Satanism. Yeah. But truly, against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together. Verse 28 says, but they were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done. See? Ain't nobody in control of this thing like Alpha Father God, man. You know what I'm talking about? God controls it all. They think they doing something to you, but he the one got a plan for it. He's working it out for your good and against you.
Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hands to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Continue to speak the word of God with boldness. Now, the multitude of those who believed were of one heart, one soul. Neither did anyone say that anything of his things he possessed was his. But they had all things in common. And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. This is when hip-hop meets Christ. Just wrap this thing up with Justice Man. Yeah, Justice God. How about that? God the Almighty. The God of justice, man. The God who hates injustice. The God who is alive. The God who let his human creation kill him. But the God that raised himself right back up out of that grave. Uh-oh.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Die for us so that we may have the right to feel justice. Doing what is completely right. Even though receiving a right reward for good. Don't worry about it, Wanda. Don't worry about it, Chris. Don't worry about it. We're going to receive a right reward for good from God.
Hallelujah.
What else? This evil man that's running rampant right now, he's going to be punished.
Hallelujah.
You know what I'm talking about? God turned the hourglass over because evil running high at the name of Jesus the Christ. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I want to play on you. Put your play on you, Wanda, and then Karell, you wrap it up with last minute remarks and prayer. Go ahead, Wanda.
Yes. Jesus. I couldn't hold it. I was just holding. But I'm going to tell you what you just said. It's not true. Nothing like the word. Nothing like the word. But the truth is Jesus. And Satan has to flee. And regardless of what you're going through, you are already victorious. You are victorious because Jesus died so that we may live and that we may have power over the enemy. And every enemy that is formed against us shall not prosper. Even if we lose something in the midst, something that's not of value, because guess what? Anything in this world is not of value. God will give it to you 20 times over again. And guess what? Every time he does. And thank you, Lord, for your many blessings and your abundance that you give us grace and favor and mercy. And you have you give us justice. You give us peace. You give us love. Lord, there's nothing like you. There's no one like you. No one greater. And guess what? Just like Oasis just said, Oasis, Cornell, King Genesis, Big Hurt, everybody, we win. We win. We are victorious over Satan. He is a loser. We are warriors, and we fight because we have the power to fight. Everybody don't have that power because they choose not to have it. But because we are followers of Jesus Christ, we have victory, and we choose to fight, and we choose to win. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
It's on you, Fred.
All right, I'm going to close it out with prayer, man. It's been good. It's been good reaching out to everyone. You know, I pray that everybody finds peace in their hearts. I pray that they look to Jesus. I pray that they seek him, the one that they need. I pray that they open up their spiritual eyes and look within themselves to find him. And Father, I just want to say thank you for you supplying all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Father,
thank you
for the listeners that tuned in, Father. We thank you for everyone that called in, Father, that shared today, Father, in the name of justice, in your name, in Jesus' name, Father. And Father, we thank you, Father, for continuing to pour out your grace upon us, Father, and showing your mercy, giving us mercy, and showing your love and kindness towards us, Father.
And Father, we thank you for just giving us strength to get through the day, Father. We also ask for strength for continuous days, Father, to get through the task that you place on our spirit, Father. And Father, we thank you once more for everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We'll be back next Saturday, man. Appreciate y'all tuning in. God's True Justice League Unleashed. All spirit and truth worshipers, stand up. Deuces.
We're not going to be able to sell our soul for your bogus pot of gold. The industry cold for those who don't know, so we spit for those still on the floor with no blanket and no coat. I'm the life jacket to keep them afloat. I am the rope. With each line I write, I breathe hope. So no, you can keep your money and power. We gonna give you another lesson each and every hour.
The voice
hour.
Of the ghetto, God is with me. I turn heaven in a pot and feed the filthy. I'm nasty, far from classy, brassy. If I wasn't yellow, I'd be ashy. Part of my speed, I used to scream past the heat, duck down low. Navajo, tomahawk, scalp you flow. Had the game so spooked to me in just one night. I'm on site, take flight, G'd up fly. Yeah, so musical, spiritual, and fear of no. Street pro, pro, professional. Soul never been sold. The reinventor of soul, dastardly show. Bring light to life, virtual. It's like we died, I'm homicide. Be based with lines I wrote. Lines I quote with time and spoke. Used to push yellow soap from coast to coast. Somewhere killers and squares don't mix, but witches with.
So I'm not gonna be able to conform to your aggression. Change, take, so I stand here waiting. I'm in the wilderness with my notebook creating, fighting off the attacks of Satan. Why you hating? I'm trying to give you a glimpse of what we're facing. We in the land of hatred. I don't need no deal. I stay sacred. Take what God provides and stay faithless.
The teacher, the science of the creature. What time is it? The pulpit and the preacher. I'm way above average. Savage, so savvy. Guzzling the stab while fair. The yak master. What side of y'all on? The side of what's born. Half shells blowing in the wind. The best can mourn. But we God's people. The eyes are evil. I was meant to swing the sword upon the D-ville. In the D-ville, getting my brains blown. The brains blown. Cyclones cover a clear boat. A cyclone just a carbon with the air hose. Y'all had that in the A, but not on the West Coast. It's only a heart, my best go. You can live or die, say a prayer and brush bows. Think before you speak. You just sense to focus. You need drugs to focus and hocus pocus.
It's 2010, and I still feel the hate. Like I owe society my fate. After you lied to me, spray hoses in my people's face. And six dogs on us like the planet of the apes. But God's down on the grace. Works for y'all, I'm straight. I ain't collecting your tickets. I'm outside marching with tickets. Talking about you bigots. For real, I speak for the weak. For all my people underneath, Lord Wacker with no heat. In Chicago, where the wind blows 10 below zero, who gon' be their hero? I am the descendant of I am. I'm back from the dead to bring the world comfort again. Here I am.
I am the omen, the opus, where God has chosen, the angels frozen in, super supreme being. My eyes are in beams, my arms are submachines, one man's beam. I remember one time you said it was my mind and soul that you loved about me and soul. I told myself Pro Tools to do this, though I'm logically fit, I'm addicted to new.
From their sin, and it's all what God wants. Heaven gates to let you in, but the
prophecy is told. Life and death is your choice. God's word is Christ's voice. Nights like this rap sport captivate the audience. Satan walk me on it, push the music to the labels, put the deal up on the table. Industry is saturated, so I came to elevate it. Leadership appreciated, Jesus Christ consecrated. Circumstances difficult, know the Lord will get you through it. Stay away from lies, Jezebel and the spirit of Judas. It's all been written, baby, the radio gon' blame me. I hope you find the truth in Jesus Christ, time's clear. And where do I go now? I pay that price. The ultimate gift is given to us all. And if it is tribulation inside your life, just give it to God in the name of Jesus Christ. Then where do I go now? I pay that price. The ultimate gift is given to us all. And if it is tribulation inside your life, just give it to God in the name of Jesus. And whatever the situation, I'm never feeling cased in. I know some real goons that like the tracks, they say they blazing. And so I keep it moving, put the flame to the music. Through the prayers, keep improving. Trust Christ, he gon' do it. While the demons go disputing, never lose the real focus. No dark magic, witchcraft, or ill five potions. And for sure, it ain't no temptress, I ain't judging you, girl. But the lust is in your eyes, and it's the deviant world. And the children keep on dying for profit. Ain't no logic to this airborne sicknesses with spores and deposits. And the block still clocking. The prophets in the mix, in the midst of the gifts of man. Got his weak split in an untimely fashion. Got his mama asking God, why is life so hard? Do we answer his call or do we play it off like he ain't talking? You better watch the way you walk and watch it, man. I'm so inclined in the end of time. And where do I go now? I pay that price. The ultimate gift is given to us all. And if it is tribulation inside your life, just give it to God in the name of Jesus Christ. Then where do I go now? I pay that price. The ultimate gift is given to us all. And if it is tribulation inside your life, just give it to God in the name of Jesus.
I'm feeling punished, keep on praying, I'm honest. I ain't worshiping no aliens, angels, or objects. I'm a man under Christ and heir to the promise. I've been through it with these ladies with babies and drama. It ain't no karma, this is life with sin and repentance. You got a grudge for your bodies in the mud. You try using forgiveness, cause the hard heart is closed up. Like you gon' live forever. Yes, you gon' live forever, but where is the constant measure? Think you got it figured out? No one do it's all faith, and that's what making eternal life just so great, cause we got to get there. Hell is no option, with a soul in the coffin and the demons stabbing often. I'm aiming for the highest high, why should I tell a lie? Put your wonderment in Jesus, there's a ripping in the sky. And the man in the mirror had a thriller feeling bad. Tell him that it's human nature till I'm dead and
past. Yeah. And where do I go now? I pay that price. The ultimate gift is given to us all. And if it is tribulation inside your life, just give it to God in the name of Jesus Christ. Then where do I go now? I pay that price. The ultimate gift is given to us all. And if it is tribulation inside your life, just give it to God in the name of Jesus Christ.